Football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Cameron Autoplex, Sioux Falls Freighter Equipment Company, by EBCO Development, Anderle Lumber Company, Melody Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, by Little River Materials, Buckholz State Bank and Cameron Buckholz and Rogers, Capolino Dodd and Krabs LLP, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Cameron Nursing Center and Rehab Center, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Little Funeral Home, and by Julie Schulock, your State Farm agent in Cameron. Now, it's football time.
Well, it's another cool, crisp autumn night under the Friday night lights in Central Texas. Good evening, everyone. Joe Smithman along with Ed Colley, and this is your coverage of Cameron Yeoman football on 105.1 The Ranch. The Cameron Yeoman come into tonight's game with the district championship on the line with an 8-1 record and are ready to wrap this thing up here at Yeo Field. Coach, a lot of emotions tonight. I know the moms of these seniors pretty tearful tonight. This is going to be their last rodeo here at Yeo Stadium.
Right, and the man that's running the clock asked me, says, is this the game where everybody walks the field at the end of the game? And I said, oh, yeah. I said, it's the last time they'll play on Yeo Field, and it means a great deal to them. And, of course, the parents know this is the last time they'll get to watch those seniors play. So, yeah, it's a pretty emotional time for everybody.
Well, Coach, think back. Now, the seniors on this team have never lost a varsity game to a district opponent on Yeo Field. Now, some of these seniors that are playing tonight have never lost at Yeo Stadium. Some of them have only lost one game in their high school career, and that was a few weeks ago.
That's right.
So it's quite an emotional night for especially the moms. Don't think the dads aren't pulling it in, but it's an emotional night for the senior parents tonight.
Yes, it is.
That walk down the field at the end of the game is pretty emotional for not only the parents but the players as well. It's just because the tradition is so strong here in Cameron. Well, let's see. The Cameron Yeoman come in to tonight with the an outright district championship on the line. Actually, it could be a co-district title, but the Yeoman would represent as the district champions by virtue of their win over McGregor, who could wind up as a co-district champion tonight. The playoff scenarios, Coach, are still just so cloudy it's really not even worth getting into. But we do know that we're playing Thursday night next week in Bastrop, probably against Altair Rice.
Yes. I think it's the loser of the Edna Rice Consolidated game, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, Altair, yeah. Rice and Rice Consolidated, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and they really think that it's going to be Altair Rice that will be playing next Thursday night. We do know the time and the location has been set for that first-round playoff game, and that's next Thursday night. They're going to play it at 7 o'clock instead of 7:30 because it is a school night. That gives everyone a little bit of extra time to get back home because it will be a late night. So it'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff Thursday night in Bastrop. Of course, we'll be there if you can't make it, but it's always fun to attend these playoff games. It's electrifying, especially if you're a Yeo fan.
Absolutely.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman are going to be decked out tonight in their maroon with kind of a slick gray pants and their white hats. And, of course, Florence will be in white on white, I believe, with their purple. No, they're white on purple. Purple pants and purple hats tonight. Florence comes into this game with a 1-8 record. They are 0-6 in district play. And Coach, I had the privilege to talk to the team this afternoon. One of the things we discussed was being focused about this game because, you know, these are sophomores, juniors, and seniors that they're going to be playing against. And you know, I gave them a couple of examples. One was when I was a senior in high school. And a little team named Hampshire Finette snuck up on us. We's looking to play LaGrange the next week.
Right.
And another one was the 1981 state championship run, where in week 10 they played, you know, the low end of the district in Rosebud Lot, and it was supposed to just be a massacre. And the headlines after that game were that the Cougars have pulled the upset of the decade.
That's right.
By defeating the Cameron Yeoman. So you got to be focused no matter who you're playing. And, of course, being the final game for these seniors, it's very important to put an exclamation point on their career here at Yost Stadium with a win tonight.
And I think it makes a difference this year because there's not a bye date. You know, we know bye district we have to play. We don't get a week off. So coming out of this game here, you want to come out of this game with a good positive feeling, emotional high, and so because you can step right into the playoffs. It's not like you're going to have a week off.
Right.
And so this game's a lot more meaningful.
And, of course, the last couple of years we've had that bye in the bye district because we were district champs. But with four teams going to the playoffs this year from the district, they've eliminated that bye for the district champs. Now, the district champs will play the number four seed out of the other district that we're competing against in the bye district round. So the Yeoman should be heavily favored in that one as well. But, again, focus is a big issue, and especially when you get to the playoffs. It's just the start of a brand new season.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I know that.
Well, it is Parents' Night here at Yost Stadium, as the players with their parents and families were introduced early, and we are moments away from kickoff. We'll have our starting lineups for you, and of course our coin flip live from midfield, all coming up, as well as the national anthem by the award-winning state runner-up marching band. That's the Yost High School marching band, the pride of Yost High. All of that still to come in our pregame show. You're listening to coverage of Cameron Yeoman football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Construction is complete, and with the new showroom comes a new name. The all-new Cameron Autoplex is open on Highway 77 in the Business Park in Cameron. Great selections on all your favorite fuel-efficient vehicles from Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. The same friendly sales team and certified mechanics are ready to show you their new showroom in the Cameron Business Park. Stop by the all-new Cameron Autoplex and let them make you the best deal on a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
And welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman make their way onto the field. The Florence Buffaloes.
Yes, sir.
Are already on the field. I drew a blank there for a moment. And we are moments away from the national anthem. Coach, why don't we have, well, we have the coin toss coming up. When we determine, I guess, what will be out on the field first, we'll give the starting lineups. Our coin toss is brought to you live from midfield by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908. And we are awaiting the captain's trek to midfield for tonight's coin toss. Again, a beautiful night here in Cameron, Central Texas, for this regular season finale. It seemed like we were just here last week, Coach, to kick this season off.
I know it. It's gone by way too fast.
And, of course, hopefully we have several weeks remaining.
I hope so, too.
Captains for tonight for the Yeoman are going to be Michael Gellner, Michael Yvonne. Let's see. Get the other numbers when the players move out. That's also going to be Colton Labai and Reed Nickerson. No?
You changed on us, didn't you?
Changed on Oscar Locke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to watch Coach.
You got to watch him. That's one of those strategies, isn't it? And we will take it down to the field for tonight's coin toss.
Hold on. All right, guys. Sportsmanship. Stop on the whistle. Get the ball to the nearest official. And let's have a good game, okay? So I need you ready? Is it going to be speaking? All right, the visitor. What do you want?
Tails.
Right here I have a coin. That's heads. Tails. What do you want?
Tails.
What did he say?
Tails.
Okay, I'm going to flip it. If I drop it, we're going to do it again. And it is?
Tails.
You want to talk.
All right, okay. So the Buffaloes win the toss.
Which end are you going to pick from?
Come on. Defend this end.
Okay, turn your back.
So the Buffaloes will actually, they want the ball first, so the Yeoman will kick off to start the first quarter, and their defense will be out there first. They will be defending the west end zone or the clock end zone here in the first quarter of play. I don't know if you heard that, but the head ref coach turned to Josh, our microphone guy, and said, "Are you ready?" So I feel a little privileged.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the starting lineups now for the Cameron Yeoman. We will review their defense.
All right, starting off at the defensive ends will be Traylon Weber, number 80, and Carson Honnell, number 32. The nose guard will be DeAndre Adams, number 60. The linebackers inside will be Michael Gellner, Ryan Cullen, Samari Wright, and Adam Carranza. The right corners, Justin Pratt. The left corner, Kobe Levi. And the safeties will be Reed Nickerson and Jalen White.
All right, your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Start your fall lawn and garden projects with the John Deere Lawn Tractor at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company. Tonight's national anthem from the Yohai School Marching Band. Marching band with tonight's national anthem. I tell you what, there's not a band better in Texas. I don't care what the UIL contest says. The Yeomen were runner-up in the marching contest by only 3 points.
See, I like to call them silver medal winners.
Yeah.
Not runner-up. Silver
medal winners.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Let's see our opening kickoff tonight coming up. It's brought to you by Cameron Autoplex in the Business Park on Highway 36 in Cameron, your hometown dealership for Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep. As the Cameron Yeomen will kick off first, they lost the toss, but Florence, instead of deferring, wanted the ball first. So it'll be Yo defense, Florence offense on the field first tonight.
And it's going to be interesting because it'll be the first time we've seen the wishbone in a long time.
The Cameron Yeoman will be defending the west end zone and moving when they have the ball here in the first quarter from our right to left as we sit in the press box. Again, the Yeoman decked out with their maroon jerseys and slick silver pants with white trim, white numbers, white hats. Florence Buffaloes, white on purple, or is that white on black? Hard to tell. With purple numbers and purple hats.
Yeah.
I think that may be black.
I imagine it's black because I can guarantee you purple is hard to wash time and time again and keep the same color.
Keep your socks white, huh?
That's right.
Here we go as Michael Yvonne will tee it up for the Cameron Yeoman and get this final regular season game underway. It's the final opening kickoff at Yo Stadium for these seniors. It's high and it's short. It's going to be fielded at the 19-yard line. And hit and driven back after about a 2-yard return.
That was Liddell Freeman, one of their running backs, that took that kickoff.
And he didn't take it very far as he gets back to the 23-yard line.
Well, when you kick it that high and that short, by the time he caught the ball, there were 5 maroon jerseys waiting for him.
First and 10 for the Buffaloes from the 23-yard line. Weber, Adams, and Honnell, the three men up front for the Yeoman. Now Honnell steps back.
They're breaking the wishbone.
Here we go from the gun with twin receivers to both sides for the Buffaloes. And from the gun, the quarterback, Wyatt Odom, looking for room. He's going to be brought down from behind. Samari, no, that's Weber that brings him down from behind. Actually will be considered a sack, I guess, as he lost 2 yards. It'll be second down and 12. Wyatt Odom, the quarterback, as the Buffaloes will send again twins to both sides. One back in the backfield with Odom. And he'll take the snap and run left. He's going to keep it. He's going to run into traffic and namely, Samari Wright and company. Weber still there on the tackle as well.
I don't know if that was supposed to be that play or not, because there was no pitch man.
And
the
no
halfback
block.
Went the right way. It went to the right, and he went left.
Yeah, no gain. He got back in the line of scrimmage. It's third and 12 for the Buffaloes. In the backfield with Odom is number 31, Fernando Ortiz, as the Buffaloes will spread it apart with twins to both sides once again. Odom dropping back. The left-handed quarterback fires it, almost caught, and dropped on a bobble as Samari Wright made a stick after it was intended for number 10, Michael Hoisington, up around the 33-yard line. Pass was thrown just a little bit behind Hoisington. He was open, but he couldn't haul the pass in, and it's fourth and 12, and the Buffaloes will punt it away.
Yeah, you know, it appears they will.
Well, that's a short drop back of about 7 yards, maybe a pooch punt. It is, and he missed it. It's going to be fielded at the 24-yard line. That is a 3-yard punt. He just flat missed the ball.
He did. He wasn't but about 6 yards deep, and then when he got the ball, he was almost right up on the line of scrimmage and missed the football.
So the Yeoman will start this drive from the Florence 24-yard line.
And I can tell you that's not good for Florence.
Miles Brooks goes wide left with Washington. Sheffield and Sims wide right. And Capriva has Smith in the backfield.
Well, they've got them stacked in there like they're going to try to stop the run.
From the near hash mark, Capriva, quick pass right side to Sims. He picks up a block from Sheffield, and he's inside the 15 and out of bounds at the 11-yard line. A gain of 14 and a first down for the Yeoman. Great block out there by Colton Sheffield to spring Aaron Sims for 14 yards, and it's first and 10 at the 11. Ball is just outside the 10-yard line, inside the Blair's Discount Center red zone. Again, Capriva getting the signal from the sidelines. Twins go both sides. Smith in the backfield. He'll get the handoff this time. No, it's a reverse to Sims. And Sims is inside the 5, darts into the end zone. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. The 11-yard reverse run by Aaron Sims. And that play cashed in for 6, and the Yeoman are up 6-0. The Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point coming up. Capriva to hold. Garcia to boot it through. And here's the kick, and it's up, and it's over the net. And on top of the concession stand, it is good. And with 10:30 remaining in the first quarter, the Yeoman draw first blood on their opening drive. It was a two-play, 24-yard drive. Aaron Sims with the reverse run from 11 yards out to cash in for the score. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. 7-0 Yeoman. We're back in just a moment.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a Yeoman.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium. It's the regular season finale for both of these teams as the Cameron Yeoman put together a two-play, 24-yard drive to open up the scoring here tonight. It's 7-0 Yeoman. Dexter Smith, our Where Are They Now guest on the Sioux Falls Prater Countdown to Kickoff, is now in Klein ISD.
Good.
And I think he is the alternative school head guy there. Been in coaching for years, and it was an interesting conversation, and nice to hear Dexter Smith. I heard him say that Jason is his classmate's son. So that means Dexter and Dennis were classmates. Here's the kickoff. Yvonne boots it high. It will be fielded this time at the 15, fumbled on and fell on at the 17-yard line. So Florence will begin this drive from their own 17-yard line. Actually, they're going to spot it in between the 17 and 18. We'll call it the 17.
Well, I'm telling you, they've surprised us coming out. They've been a wishbone team, which is 95% run. Of course, they're 1-8, so they have nothing to lose, but they've come out here with splitting people out. But that line is not used to pass protecting. They're used to coming off the ball, and so they didn't have much success. Looks like they're coming back in the wishbone.
Yeah, here we go now as Odom will be the No, it's not Odom.
No, they've got number 11 in there.
Number 11 is the quarterback. Wishbone, handoff to the fullback, and just a power run up the right guard for about 2 yards to the 20-yard line. That is Joseph Ramirez guiding the offense from the bone as Odom was the shotgun or the spread offense quarterback in that opening series. Wide to the right goes Michael Hoisington. Everybody else is between the tight ends. Wishbone offense. As Ramirez goes under center, he'll hand off to the tailback right side, hit behind the line of scrimmage. That was just stuffed. They'll give him a forward progress, actually, to the line of scrimmage at the 20, and it's third down and 8. I believe that was Dylan Juarez on the carry for the Buffaloes. Hoisington wide right. And Zachary Wallace comes wide left. And the bone formation behind Ramirez, who goes under center on a 3rd and 8. He will turn and keep it. Samari Wright swallows him up. It's fumbled and picked up back at the 5-yard line by the Buffaloes and then swarmed on and dropped at the 11. And nobody even touched Wright as he burst into the backfield and just swallowed up Ramirez. He fumbled the ball, and I believe that was Juarez again that picked up the fumble, got it back out to the 11, but a huge loss. 9 yards, and it's 4th down and 17. Are they now that they were in the bone? Now they're backing up to the quick kick formation as Aaron Sims is back to receive the punt. And this one, he does hit, but it's going to be short. Fielded at the 42 by Sims. Coming to the near sideline, stiffs one man. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20, inside the 10, the 15. Touchdown.
Pretty easy.
That was too easy. Aaron Sims returns at 42 yards. And the Yeomen are up 13 to nothing. Wow.
That was pretty easy because I'm telling you, there was a wall of blockers here, and he faked two guys, and after that, he just walked in.
Yeah. 42-yard. Yeah, 42-yard return as the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point is coming up for the Yeoman as Capriva will hold for Garcia. And here's the kick, and it's up, and it is good. And with 8:11 left in the first quarter, the Yeoman are quickly up 14 to nothing over the Buffaloes. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's your home away from home. The budget host in and suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at budget host in and suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway, book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the budget host in and suites in Cameron as a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. BudgetHostCameron.com.
We are back, and, Coach, I'm watching two freshman quarterbacks down here shaking their heads, knowing that if they hadn't played last night, they might get in this game tonight.
Well, there's a real possibility. It would have been a real possibility.
Yeah.
Because right this minute, they've got some good size over on the side on their offensive line. But right this minute, the Cameron Yeomen are just dominating in all aspects of the ball game. Florence might as well not be here. Now, they can always turn it around, but right this minute, they're just totally outclassed.
Yeah, that in fact, their minus yardage, I think, of a minus probably 9 yards of offense in two possessions. And the Yeomen have run two offensive plays for 24 yards and a touchdown, and a 42-yard punt return for a touchdown. Yvonne to boot it away. This one's high and a bit deeper. It's going to be fielded back at the 5-yard line, back up across the 15 to the 20, and gang tackled at the 25-yard line goes Liddell Freeman. And the Buffaloes will try to get something going here. They've tried the spread in their opening possession. That didn't work. They went to the wishbone in their second possession, and that one didn't work.
Well, after I saw the Cameron Yeomen stuff the Troy slot T like they did over there in that ball game, I didn't think they were going to have any. Unless they had a war horse at a quarterback and a war horse of a fullback, I didn't think they were going to have much trouble with this wishbone.
Yeah.
Because they're going to outman them up front.
Going back to the spread now with Odom at quarterback. And he will take the snap. Quick pass right side in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Wouldn't have been but a short gain.
3 yards.
Yeah, as Michael Yvonne was there to make sure he didn't get any more than those 3 yards. But he drops the pass, and it's second and 10. Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron at 697-6488. Trip receivers come wide to the left, one man wide to the right. Second and 10 for the Buffaloes from their 25. Odom dropping straight back, looking deep down the middle of the field, and this one is almost intercepted as Colt Leiby was the closest man there. He got one hand on it up around the midfield mark, but couldn't hang on, and it's third and 10. Again, the playoff location and time has been determined for the Yeomen. It will be next Thursday night, 7 o'clock in Bastrop. The opponent is still to be determined. And Odom will hand off for no gain as Weber was there to create havoc. And the ball carrier then was number 31, Fernando Ortiz. He got nowhere, and it's fourth down and 10. And again, from the short or the quick kick formation, Aaron Sims back to receive the punt. It's a quick punt, and it's off, and this one is going to be hit at the 40 and take a lateral bounce out of bounds at around the 37-yard line.
Odom didn't miss that one.
No, he didn't, and he didn't kick it to Sims either.
No.
And the Yo offense back on the field leading 14 to nothing. They've only run two offensive plays so far in this game. The Buffaloes with three possessions and no first downs. The Yeomen come to the line of scrimmage with trip receivers wide to the right. That is Sheffield, Washington, and Sims.
No real safeties either.
Brooks wide to the left. And Capriva will hand off to Smith. Smith bounces outside to the left side across the 45, midfield. He's across the 45, the 40, and drug down at the 35-yard line. On the carry by Smith, his first carry of the night. And the Yeomen again send trip receivers to the near side. That's the wide side of the field. Capriva is alone in the backfield this time. A naked gun formation. He'll take a quick pass out to the left side to Sims. Sims is across the 30 and spun out of bounds down at the 28-yard line. A gain of 7 for Aaron Sims.
Well, if they're going to stay lined up like that, we're going to throw the ball all day long. That time they had five across. They were 10 yards deep, five guys across, and nobody shallow.
Trips again to the near side. Miles Brooks along wide left. And this time Smith is in the backfield with Capriva. Second down and three for the Yeoman. Movement flags, and there was contact before the snap.
I believe we have encroachment or offsides.
And here comes the call. It is offsides against the Buffaloes, and that will give the Yeoman a first down. .641 remaining in the first quarter of play. 14-0 Yeoman. Total domination here. The drive started at the Yeo 37. And quickly in two plays and a penalty there at the 23-yard line. Capriva takes the snap. Looking deep down the left side for Brooks. He goes up and he can't hold on. Beautiful pass by Jason Capriva. And it looks like Brooks just kind of might have jumped a little bit too early. But, I mean, Capriva put that on the money.
Yes, he did.
Second down and 10 for the Yeoman from the 23-yard line. Brooks was about 5 yards deep into the end zone when the ball arrived. Clock stopped with 6:20 remaining here in the first quarter. We'll review some scores for you in just a moment. As the Yeoman face second and 10 from the Buffalo 23-yard line. And Smith gets the call around the right side. Cuts upfield across the 20, the 15. Spins down to the 11-yard line for about 13 yards. Treyon Smith. Give him 12 yards. They'll spot it at the 12-yard line. Maybe 11 yards. Yeah, but we have
My goodness.
I didn't see.
I know who it was. Absolutely ridiculous. And he's coming out of the ball game, as he should.
Well, I didn't see the infraction, but it is an unsportsmanlike. Is
yes, sir.
What it was? Unsportsmanlike?
It certainly was. And I watched it.
Penalty against the Yeoman that will move the ball back to the 27-yard line. And it will be first and 10 from the 27 after the penalty.
That is ridiculous, fellas.
That was a dead ball and sportsmanlike conduct.
Yes, sir.
Penalty against the Yeoman. And now we have a timeout. The Buffaloes want a timeout. We'll take a break with them. First and 10 for the Yeoman from the Buffalo 27. When we come back, the Yeoman are up 14-0. 6:13 left in the first. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
I'd let him sit there for a half.
Welcome back to Yeo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman lead this one 14-0. The Buffaloes take their first time out here before a first and 10 for the Yeoman from the Buffalo 27-yard line. This comes after an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Yeoman that backed them up to the 27. First and 10 for the Yeoman. Trips receivers wide to the left. I think that's Jalen White, Washington, and Miles Brooks. Capriva, quick dump pass out to Treyon Smith. He's inside the 20, runs over a guy at the 15, and is out of bounds at the 12-yard line. Wow. That is a 15-yard catch and mainly a run, as it was just a dump pass out of the backfield to Treyon Smith. He flat ran over somebody at the 15 and has stepped out of bounds at the 12-yard line. 15 yards on the reception and run by Trayon Smith, first and 10 from the 12. This time Washington. No, that is White. And Sheffield wide right. It's a draw play up the middle. And Smith is just running and dragging folks all the way down to the 2-yard line, close to another first down for the Yeomen. We'll see where they mark it. They'll mark it at the 2, just outside the 2. It's going to be second down and short. No, they'll actually have to bring the chains on, it looks like, to measure.
Tell you, when you snap the ball right straight to Trayon Smith and Capriva goes back like he's going to, like the ball's been snapped high, those linebackers, if you're not paying attention, they're looking, and all of a sudden there's a lineman right in their face.
And they're bringing the chains on to measure this one. Ball is spotted just outside the 2-yard line. And the stretch of the chains is going to indicate about a foot short. So it will be second down and short on a 9-yard gain by Trayon Smith on the direct snap. We need a foot for a first down and about 2 yards plus a foot for a touchdown. As this time, Smith is to the left of Capriva in the backfield, and the ball is spotted on the near hash mark as the Yeoman, another direct snap to Smith, and he just waltzes into the end zone for the third touchdown of the night for the Yeoman.
Did you see the pancake block? Woo! Somebody on the left side just pancaked one of those Florence Buffaloes.
So a 2-yard run by Trayon Smith puts the Yeoman up 20-0 with the extra point coming up. We're midway through the first quarter. Our Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point coming up as Capriva again will hold for Garcia. And the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is good. So with 5:34 remaining in the first quarter, the Yeoman are up 21-0 over the Buffaloes. We're back in a moment. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Raising a family costs a fortune. There are so many expenses, unexpected as well as expected. We provide the loans and investments you need to help you secure your family's future. We have the know-how, resources, and technology to make the financial side of raising your family a little easier. In times like these, it's good to know you have a strong bank behind you. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks. Equal housing lender, all loans subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. Some top 10 scores for you from Class 2A. Franklin up on Teague, 21-7, midway through the first quarter. It is East Bernard and Danbury. East Bernard, the number one team in Class 2A, tied up midway through the first quarter, 7-7. Cisco, number 5, over Ballinger, 20-0. It's number 4, Tatum, over Harmony, 6-0. And number 2, Newton, over Woodville, 14-0. Refurio, the number 9 team in the state, over Skidmore, Tynan, Bobcats by the score of 28-0. And that is almost through the first quarter of play. Yvonne, he's getting a leg workout, at least here in the first quarter.
Yes, he is.
This will be his fourth kickoff of the night. And he boots it away. High, and this time short. It's going to be fielded by the up back at the 22-yard line. Now that's Ramirez, and he is up across the 25 to about the 28-yard line. They'll mark him at the 29 with his forward progress. No, they'll actually put him all the way up to the 30. And the Buffaloes are 70 yards away, still looking for their first down of the night.
Well, they've got a total of minus 8 yards total offense.
Yeah, it has not been good in their first three possessions of the night. They are still looking for positive yardage. They'll go from the spread again as Odom is the quarterback with twin receivers to both sides. He's going to run it right up the middle, but he will not. Well, he does find a little seam up to the 32-yard line in a whole lot of traffic. A gain of 2 yards. They're actually about a 3-yard gain. maybe their best run from scrimmage, Coach?
Well, if I was him, I'd be running behind 77 and 72. That's the two biggest guys they've got out there, and they're on the right side, but they're running to the left.
Again, twin receivers to both sides. And low snap as Odom picks it up, and he actually drags Michael Gellner across the 35 to the 36-yard line for three more yards. And it's going to be third down and four for the Buffaloes.
When you see the center having trouble snapping the ball, you usually know the nose guard is giving them heck.
Yeah, that's Lonnie Williams
out there.
That's
right.
And he's a load. From the gun again as Odom will take the snap, and he's going to run it again. This time he's hit and drags. On second effort, he will have the first down. Wow.
I mean to tell you, he made a great effort.
That's two plays in a row where he actually picked up an extra couple of yards after the initial hit. And this time it gains them their first down of the night. And they are into their fourth possession of the night. And from the spread, Coach, they're keeping that ball on the ground, maybe to burn the clock up. Rolling right, Odom. He's going to throw it this time, and it's too low, intended for Liddell Freedom.
Well, he's a left-handed quarterback, and he was sprinting to his right. That's difficult to throw.
That is a hard throw to make. Liddell Freeman, the intended receiver, would have been only a short gain. Second down and 10 for the Buffaloes, and again, Odom will keep it, and somehow he squirts through for a couple of yards. But he is about all the offense, Coach, that they have right now.
Well, he's in.
Third down and 8. And that, we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a break with them. The Yeoman lead at 21-0. It's 3rd and 8 for the Buffaloes when we come back. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
At Standards Home Health, they believe that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest health care professionals. Call the professionals at Standards Home Health to find out more about home health services. You have a choice when it comes to choosing a home health provider. Choose the provider that has raised the standards in home health care across the state of Texas. Standards Home Health and Hospice. 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, Odom just handed the ball off to Ortiz, and Ortiz was brought down by Carranza after no gain at the 42-yard line. It's 4th down and 8 now.
I believe they're going to go for it.
And yeah, they may go for it here. We do have Sims back, but Odom is in his traditional 5-yard drop back, and he is going to roll right. He is going to be flushed, coming back to the near side, and Samari Wright wraps him up at the line of scrimmage. And then help arrives. No gain for Odom, and the Yeoman will take over at the 42-yard line. .305 left in the first quarter of play. Our first quarter is brought to you tonight by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron, at 254-697-6488. The Yeoman with their offense back on the field. They will send Sam McKinney and Jalen White wide to the left. It's Aaron Sims and Colton Sheffield wide to the right. And in the backfield with Capriva is Trayon Smith. From the 42 of the Buffaloes, long snap count, movement offsides. Free play right here for Capriva. He's flushed out of the pocket, and he throws on the run. It's caught. And that is Sam McKinney, who breaks a tackle at the 40 and gets down to the 35-yard line, about an 8-yard pickup. So the Yeoman will have 5 yards and a free down, or it'll be actually about 2nd and 7. First and would you take 1st and 5 or 2nd and 3?
I believe I'd take 2nd and 3 myself.
Would you?
Against Florence, I would.
Well, it's going to be declined, and
yep,
they are taking the 2nd down and 3. Ball is at the 35-yard line, so Sam McKinney with his first catch of the night. Nifty move. He was hit and actually broke a tackle to pick up an extra 5 yards. 2nd and 3 from the 35-yard line. Again, this is the naked gun as Capriva is all alone in the backfield. 5 wide receivers. Treyon Smith, the slot receiver at the right side. And Capriva, quick dump pass out to Smith again. He's inside the 35, fumbles the ball at the 31-yard line, and the Buffaloes have recovered. Treyon Smith had picked up the first down, plus a yard or two, but the ball just squirted out of his hands and right into the arms of a Buffalo, and it's going the other way.
Well, he was trying to put move on the guy who was standing right in front of him, and he didn't keep the ball next to his body, and it got loose.
Been an active first quarter, hadn't it?
Oh, it has.
21-0, the Yeoman lead it. The Buffaloes picked up their one and only first down in their 4th possession of the night. This begins their 5th possession after the fumble recovery. And they go back to the bone as Ramirez will go under center. And it's Freeman and Ortiz, no, Juarez in the backfield. And a busted play as Ramirez wanted to hand off, but there was nobody to hand off to. And he gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd and 10. Coach, you got to be you got to hand it to the Buffaloes. This has to be a very difficult season.
Well, I'm looking over there. They only have 20 guys. I see 11 here, and I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So they only have about 19 or 20 guys suited up. They're playing for nothing, and right this minute, they've got their hands full.
Yeah, from the bone under center goes Ramirez, and he's going to throw. It's tipped at the line of scrimmage, and then Gellner almost had a chance at an interception. It goes incomplete, and it's 3rd and 10. Troy's up 14-7 midway through the second quarter.
Over thanks, Marlin?
Thanks to Corby Simpkins for those updates. Navasota leads Taylor 7-0 after the first quarter. Rosebud Lott over Moody 21-6 in the second. 3rd down and 10 here as now we're going from the power eye. As Ramirez goes under center, and he will roll to his right, being chased. Samari Wright picked off, intercepted by Gellner, and out of bounds at about the 28. We do have a flag.
I think it's going to be holding.
Samari was all over the back of Ramirez. And Gellner stepped in front of that pass out near the Buffalo sidelines. It is going to be against the Buffaloes, declined, and the Yeoman will be back in business at the 28-yard line.
I can't believe the referee came over here to ask Coach if he wanted the interception or the penalty.
Ball is at the 27.5-yard line. We'll call it the 28 for stat purposes as the Yeoman are back on the field, the Yeo offense. Still moving left to right here in the first, or from west to east here at Yeo Stadium in the first quarter. It's Miles Brooks and Sims wide left, White and Sheffield wide right. From the 28-yard line. Long snap count, movement, no flags, over the middle, and too tall for Miles Brooks. And at the end of the play, Caprivo got a pretty good lick.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. They're trying to cover Sheffield over here with a cornerback standing right in front of him. Twice he has just broken right by him and been 5 yards behind him running free. Maybe they don't want to take an easy one like that, but I'm telling you, this young man cannot cover him.
Second down and 10.
And look here, Jalen White's uncovered.
Uncovered. Here comes the guy now as Caprivo, working from the far hash mark, will take the snap and hand off to Smith. Smith changes directions up the middle now across the 25, inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line. Goes Trayon Smith. That's a 9-yard pickup.
There comes another flag.
Another flag coming in.
Light in the secondary.
And this is going to be
ridiculous, whatever it is. I don't care which team it's on, it's going to be ridiculous.
That was a 9-yard pickup by Trayon Smith on a second and 10. And the flag comes in the secondary at the end of the play. And it's going to be a personal foul against the Yeoman. Second one of the night.
That is really ridiculous.
That will move the ball back to the 33-yard line.
Wipe out Trayon Smith's run.
Yeah, so it wasn't a dead ball foul.
Nope.
It was during the play. And it's second down and 16 for the Yeoman. Second 15-yard penalty of the night for the Yeoman. And, Coach, you're right. In a close ball game, that could be the difference.
You cannot do that in a close ball game.
Brooks, Washington, and Sims wide left, and now the Yeoman want a timeout. Timeout on the field with 1:10 remaining in the first quarter of play. The Yeoman are in command here, 21-0, but it's been a little sloppy as of late. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
You have a choice at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. During November, while supplies last, pick from a variable speed jigsaw or a Black & Decker drill driver. Either one's just $29.99. Both make great tools, and if you've ever said, I need a new drill driver, well, then these specials are for you. But they won't last forever. Specials are good through November while supplies last. The powerful jigsaw or the drill driver from Black & Decker, only at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street in Cameron.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman are in command here, 21-0, but have been flagged twice for either personal fouls or unsportsmanlike conduct, and now face a second down and 16 from the Buffalo 33-yard line. After the Yeoman timeout. 1:10 left here in the Texas Farm Bureau first quarter. Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron. Call 697-6488. From the near hash mark, the Yeoman are working. 1:10 left here in the first. Caprivo dropping back. Looking deep down the near sideline.
He's
got Sheffield open.
Wide
touchdown,
open.
Yeoman.
Told you, they can't cover him.
33-yard connection from Caprivo to Sheffield. And the Yeoman are up 27-0. Here is the Standards Lifecycle Solutions extra point. Garcia is 3 for 3 on the night. And this one is good. He's 4 for 4. And with 1:03 left in the first quarter, the Yeoman are up 28-0 over the Florence Buffaloes. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Look at the calendar.
Season is approaching, so approach it right back with a John Deere Gator RSX from the Go Anywhere vehicle that's game for anything. Whether it's for a hunting trip, working the land, or exploring new places, the powerfully built John Deere Gator RSX from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment delivers. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has them at $500 off. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends 10/25/2013. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
Here's your Dodge Paint and Body scoring drive. It took the Yeoman three plays to go 28 yards on that drive, and the big one was, of course, after the unsportsmanlike or personal foul against the Yeoman. It set up a first and 16 from a 33. So it was a 33-yard strike from Capriva to Sheffield to cap a 28-yard scoring drive in three plays. And the Yeoman go up 28-0. That is your Dodge Paint and Body scoring drive, the fourth one of the first quarter for the Yeoman.
Capriva did a great job of looking off to his left and then coming back to his right.
Here's the kickoff by Yvonne, his fifth one of the first quarter. It's fielded at the four-yard line by Liddell Freeman. He's up across the 20 to about the 26-yard line. And Florence will begin from their own 26-yard line. As the Yeoman coach are going to get some depth practice tonight.
Yes, they are.
It is first and 10 for Florence from the 26-yard line.
Back in the wishbone.
As Ramirez, no, that is not Ramirez, is it? I think that's Odom going under center. Odom under center from the bone. One man wide to the left and right up the middle for a short gain up to the 27-yard line. Goes Ramirez, the ball carrier. Well, maybe that was Ramirez that was under center. I don't see Odom out there.
No, number 11, Ramirez, is that the...
He is the wishbone quarterback for the Buffaloes. Yeah, Odom is on the sideline. So Ramirez is the one under center in the bone. As one man wide to the left is Michael Hoisington. He comes all the way to the near sideline.
He's no threat out there.
And Ramirez will hand off over the right side and fighting for a tough couple of yards up to the 34-yard line on the final play of the first quarter goes Liddell Freeman. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. When we come back, it'll be third down and six for the Buffaloes from their own 29-yard line. 28-0, the Yeoman lead it after one. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Everyone loves autumn, the bright, crisp days, football season. But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox home comfort system from Cox's Heating and AC and save money for seasons to come. It's not winter yet, but you might as well be ready. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
And we are back, and Coach, there's some interesting scores. Bartlett and Granger, that's a couple of 1A schools that are only about 5 miles apart along Highway 95 in Bell County, and that is some kind of rivalry, and they are battling it out. That must be a slugfest. It's 14-14 with about 2 minutes left in the first half in Granger. Another 14-14 tie going on is Belton and Midway right now. Third down and six for the Buffaloes. Now they'll switch from under center back to the spread, sending wide receivers to both sides. As Ramirez will take the snap, and he is going to hand off, and it is stacked up, trying to push the pile. That's just, sheer strength between the linemen. The Buffaloes linemen trying to push it forward, and Yo defense had about four or five in there pushing it the other way, including Big Lonnie, who is anchoring that nose guard at times. A gain of a yard. It's fourth down and six from the 30. And they're going under center, and now Ramirez will back up. But again, it looks like he's a little further back. This may be a quick kick. It is. And he will boot it away. High end over end. And Sims will fair catch it at the 47-yard line. So from the Yo 47, this drive will begin for the Yeoman with 11-11 in the second quarter. Our second quarter tonight brought to you by Sam and Misty Berry with Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron. And the Cameron Cleaners providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown Cameron. Yo leading 28-0. All the starters still in the ballgame. Twin receivers to both sides for the Yeoman. And Trayon Smith to the left of Capriva as the Yeoman are moving right to left here in the second. Quick pass right side, Sims. He's got it. He's inside the 40 and out of bounds down at the 36-yard line. 18 yards on the catch and run by Aaron Sims. And a first down for the Yeoman with 11:04 left in the half. Yeoman on the move again. Moving right to left, and that is from east to west toward the clock end zone here at Yo Stadium in the second quarter.
The only thing that stopped the Cameron Yeoman has been penalties.
And themselves.
That's right.
A fumble. Smith with the handoff. He is wide open across the 25-20. He is going to take it home. Touchdown. Trayon Smith. Thirty-six-yard run by Trayon Smith. And the Yeoman are up 34-0. And the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point as Capriva holds for Garcia, who is 4-for-4 tonight. And the kick is up, and it's good, and he's 5-for-5. With 10:55 left in the first half, the Cameron Yeoman up their lead, 35-0 over the Buffaloes. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
If you worked around asbestos, you are at risk for asbestos-related cancers. Your only real defense is regular checkups and to tell your doctor if you are exposed to asbestos. And if the worst happens and you are diagnosed with an asbestos-related cancer, you need to investigate a claim. You can get help. Call Capolino Dodd & Krebs, LLP, at 800-460-0606 today. To learn more, go to asbestoslaw.com. Capolino Dodd & Krebs, LLP, never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz, Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
As the Cameron Yeoman took over at their own 47-yard line on a fair catch from a punt. It only took them two plays to go 53 yards, an 18-yard Sims catch, and then the 36-yard Trayon Smith run. And the Yeoman are up 35-0. The kickoff is going to be fielded at the goal line. Almost took a knee at the one.
He almost did.
And then brought it out to the 15-yard line. And the Buffaloes will have it first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. As we get underway with 10:47 left in the first half, Yeoman with a 35-0 lead.
Well, when the Cameron Yeoman subs get in there, it's going to be a little different ball game, but not a whole lot, I'm afraid, because the Florence Buffaloes are demoralized.
They sure are.
They came into this ball game, I think, already beaten, and then they have not done nothing to erase that. And so right now the Cameron Yeoman are just dominating this ball game in every aspect.
Well, the only spark offensively for the Buffaloes has been Odom, and he is back in at quarterback as he goes from the spread. He will take a snap off the turf and run it. Around the right side, he is hit and swallowed up by Weber at the 16-yard line. A two-yard pickup. They mark him out at the 17, so second down and 8 for the Buffaloes. I think they're intentionally taking plenty of time between plays here.
I think, yeah, I would.
It's 35-0 Yeoman. And again, Odom will go from the spread, sending a pair of receivers to the right, one to the left, and he'll take the snap and he'll run it again. He is hit at the line. He has a good second effort that will surge him up to the 18-yard line for a gain of a yard. He's not one of those running backs, Coach, that go down after the initial hit, but he is really getting banged up.
I was going to say, he might want to be because he is taking a few shoulder pads before he hits the ground.
Third down and 7 now for the Buffaloes. And now Odom will go from the bone and go under center. Typically, Ramirez is the bone quarterback. He'll toss it left side to Liddell Freeman. And Freeman is going to fumble the ball in the backfield. Back at the original line of scrimmage, there's a scramble for it. Who's got it? The Cameron Yeoman have recovered at the 15-yard line. The Yeoman will take over at the Buffalo 14-yard line, as a matter of fact. It will be first and 10 as the first team offense back out on the field.
Well, with the playoffs coming next week, they've got to get some work in.
Yeah.
They've got to get some work in.
Typically, you go maybe one series into the third quarter.
Maybe.
Something like that. Here we go from the spread. Twin receivers go both sides for Capriva. He'll take the snap. Quick pass right side to Aaron Sims. Aaron Sims inside the 10. The 5. Corner of the end zone. Touchdown. 14-yard strike from Capriva to Sims. And the Yeoman are up 41-0. Well, Florence isn't helping themselves. They're giving the Yeoman the field position advantage with the fumbles and lack of offense.
Oh, yeah. And we got too much speed for them, and then they're not covering us.
Garcia to try to make this a 42-0 game, and here is the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point as Garcia actually slips on the kick, but it's good. And with 9:04 left in the first half, the Yeoman are up 42-0. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
And only have 7 first downs.
Denio's is having their 30th birthday celebration, November 8th and 9th, the only Lazy Boy Ranch in Texas. Come on out to Cameron and rope you a deal. They're going fast. You'll find 30 to 75% off MSRP, pop a balloon for prizes and discounts, and register to win a free Lazy Boy. Come see the Denio family, where you'll find fine furnishings, old-fashioned service, at country prices. Your one-stop shop for complete home furnishings.
Welcome back. Here's your Dodge Paint and Body scoring drive. This is getting very repetitive, but the Yeoman go 14 yards in one play after the fumble recovery. The strike from Capriva. Actually, it wasn't much of a strike. It was just a lateral pass out to Sims, who darted 14 yards after the catch for the end zone. And the Yeoman go up 42-0 with the extra point. Yvonne will boot it away again. Well, Yvonne on the kickoffs and Garcia on the extra points, both getting lots of practice tonight. As And here's the kick. High and deep. And fielded at the 5-yard line. Coming to the near sideline is Odom. He is gang tackled at the 16. And Florence will put it into play from their own 16-yard line once again. .855 left here in the first half as the Yeomen are well in command of this one, 42-0. We will bring you the halftime show of the Cameron Yeoman Marching Band. We'll also bring you some updates from scores from around Central Texas with Brett. We'll draw our name at halftime for our Rattlers fuel card as well, fuel card contestant. First and 10 from the 16 for the Buffaloes. A bad snap. Odom falls on it back at the 5-yard line. It rains, it pours for the Buffaloes, and they are simply not in this game, Coach. A lot of this is not Yeoman instigated. It's just, I guess, lack of...
Well, you're asking a guy who's been snapping for the wishbone all season long to suddenly start snapping without looking back to a shotgun, and that's hard. Most of them been on the ground.
Odom now from the 5-yard line, sends twin receivers to both sides, and he will hand off this to the tailback. He gets back up to the 10-yard line. That was Ortiz, I believe. Fernando Ortiz on the carry. He'll pick up about 6 yards. And it's going to be third down and 15 now for the Buffaloes. As Odom will hand off to the tailback Ortiz again, and he gets up to about the 14-yard line. And that's going to set up about a fourth down and about 12 now for the Buffaloes. 7.5 minutes remaining in the first half. 42-0, Yeoman. As Odom will probably quick kick this. And here's the punt. Low line drive, end over end. It's going to hit at the 45, roll across midfield, down inside the Yo 45 to the 42-yard line. A pretty effective punt by Odom.
They say there's a flag somewhere.
Yeah, flag back here on near the Yo sidelines at about the 15-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Could be offsides. And it's going to be against the Yeoman. Illegal what?
Substitution.
Illegal substitution?
Yeah.
Against the Yeoman. That's a 5-yard penalty. And the Buffaloes may decline this penalty. That was a pretty effective punt. If they decline it, the Yeoman would have it at the 42. And I think they will decline it. They will. It would only give the Buffaloes a fourth down and about 8. So they just have to punt it again. They might not get that good a punt off again all night.
I'm going to tell you, Coach Rhodes is being very generous. He's not rushing the punter. He doesn't have a punt block on because I guarantee you they'd block every one of these punts if that's what they wanted to do. He's not very deep, and our guys could get in there and block that thing, but he's holding them off.
So this drive starts at the 42-yard line. As the Yeoman come to the line of scrimmage, the ball is on the far hash mark. Yeoman moving toward the clock end zone. They'll send McKinney and Washington to the left side. Sims and Sheffield to the right side. And the handoff. No, it's a reverse to Washington. Washington's across the 45 and bounces outside midfield. 45 and out of bounds at the 39-yard line. John Washington, that's 11 and 8, is 19 yards,
yes,
and a flag back at the 45. Holding against the Yeoman, erased that one.
Wide receivers trying to hold that block for him to come around on the reverse. And when he broke to the outside, now if he breaks inside, that's one thing. But when you slow down and bounce to the outside, you're going to end up getting the guy with a holding penalty.
Chilton leading Bremont 14-7. It's, let's see, Rockdale beating Caldwell 42-14. Belton beating Midway 28-21.
That's an upset right there.
That is an upset. First and 16, it looks like, for the Yeoman. First and 17. As the penalty marked off from the spot of the foul. Capriva backs up, looks across the middle, and he's going to try to run with it. There is a flag coming in late as Capriva is sacked back at the 30. That's a 6-yard loss. And maybe another holding against the Yeoman. And that is the call. Well, the loss is of 6 yards. And they're going to move it back to the 25-yard line. And the Yeoman are facing
about first and 30 is what it looks like. Maybe
they need the Buffalo 48. So that's 27 yards that they need for a first down. They've got 3 or 4 downs to do it, though.
Well, if they're playing Sheffield like they are and Sims like they are, they got Sims double covered.
Capriva will take the snap, and it's a draw play up the middle to Smith. He's got a lot of room across the 40, the 45 midfield, and is down at the 47-yard line. He needed 27. He got 28 yards, and it'll move the chains for the Yeoman. .628 left here in the first half, and the Yeoman pick up a huge first down on a first and 27. Treyon Smith gets 28.
He's got 134 yards on 8 carries.
Wow.
Yes.
Stat mania tonight in the first half for the Yeoman. 42-0, they lead it, looking to add to that score midway through the second quarter here. Trip receivers wide right. Capriva looking right now. Throws long downfield left, and McKinney never saw the pass.
He was running an out and up, and Capriva thought he was running a streak. Capriva let the ball go, and when McKinney broke out of his out heading up the field, the ball was already going on the ground. Miscommunication there.
Yeah. So it'll be second down and 10 for the Yeoman.
Coach trying to spread it around to everybody.
Washington Sheffield wide right, along with Sims in the slot receiver, as McKinney is wide left. Ball is between the hash marks at the Buffalo 47-yard line, second and 10. Capriva. Bubble screen to Washington, and he might get back to the line of scrimmage, but they had that defended well.
Yes, sir.
One of the few things, Coach, that they have done well tonight.
That is correct.
No gain, back to the 47. Third down and 10 for the Buffaloes. The Yeoman have yet to punt the ball tonight. They've only stopped themselves with a fumble. It's third down and 10 from the Buffalo 47-yard line. And the Buffaloes are expecting run. It looks like Capriva dropping back, looking downfield, straight across the middle. He's got Washington inside the 25, the 20. He's inside the 15, racing to the corner of the end zone. He stumbles across for the touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. 47-yard pass and run by John Washington. And the Yeoman are up 48-0. And there is a flag back at the 40. Hold everything. A flag back at the 40. Head ref says unsportsmanlike dead ball against the Yeoman and the Buffaloes. and those will offset. And that was a dead ball after.
Now, there's 15 yards that we could have had and a touchdown, exactly. But because we had to retaliate, we're going to get nothing.
Well, we're going to get the touchdown. It was a dead ball.
That is, I'm getting awfully tired of seeing that kind of stuff. I'm sorry, but I am.
It is a dead ball after the touchdown. The touchdown will count, and the penalty's offset, so it's like it never happened, but it did. Here is the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point by Garcia once again. He's going for seven in a row here tonight. Here's the kick. It's up and it's good. And with 4:57 left in the first half, the Yeomen are up 49-0. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center offers both long-term and short-term rehab services. The therapy department offers inpatient physical, occupational, and speech services daily in their state-of-the-art care facility, accepting Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, senior care supplements, and most HMO plans. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring step by step, locally owned and operated for more than 40 years.
Welcome back to Yost Stadium as the Cameron Yeomen are putting what I encouraged them to do today, Coach, when I spoke to the team, an exclamation point, an exclamation mark on their season, regular season, and their season finale here at Yost Stadium, especially these seniors.
They did that in the first quarter.
Yes, they did. First few minutes of the first quarter. 49-0 is our score.
And they've only got 9 first downs. That's just pretty indicative of what's going on here tonight.
Yvonne will boot it away once again. I think this is his 8th kickoff.
Believe it is.
Or 9th, one or the other. Let me see. 7 touchdowns is 7 kickoffs. And then the opening kickoff is 8. Here's the kickoff. It's short. Fielded at the 20-yard line by Ramirez. He's up across the 30. And down at the 33-yard line.
Well, Levon's getting a chance to try all kinds of kickoffs.
Yes, he is.
Medium, deep, shallow, high, low. I'm telling you. Florence coming out on the field with 1 first down in the first half.
Yeah, it has been a dismal half for the Florence Buffaloes as Odom will go from the spread with twin receivers coming wide to the right side, one man wide to the left, and one man in the backfield with Odom. First and 10 from the 33. The handoff is to the tailback who will get up to the 35, a gain of 2. That was Ortiz on the carry. And it's 2nd down and 8. Ortiz, 28-7 now. Troy leading over Marlin. Seconds before the half there. And a fumble on the snap picked up by Ortiz, and he makes his way up to the 40, the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 6 yards. As Ortiz turns negative into one of the better plays of the night for the Buffaloes.
I mean to tell you, that snap was back on the ground again.
And it's 3rd down and 3 now for the Buffaloes.
That makes sense. What formation they come out in, they're running the same plays. Straight inside those tackles.
Twins go both sides for the Buffaloes. Odom from the gun. He'll take the snap off the ground again, and Michael Yvonne was there to meet him for a loss of about 3 yards, and it's 4th down and 6 now for the Buffaloes.
Well, the center keeps snapping the ball back right about on top of his shoes, and there's not much offense you can run from there.
4th down and 6. As the Buffaloes have it at their own 38-yard line. And Odom looks like he might be going for it here. He's going to quick kick it, though. It's an end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded by Jalen White at the 35. And he slips and falls on it at the 35 for no return. So the Yeomen have it at their own 35-yard line. 2:54 left in the first half. 49-0 Yeomen. Yeomen will be mixing lots of new players in the second half, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure they will, too. First of all, you need to get them a lot of playing. This game's already out of hand, and you do not want to take a chance on getting any injuries.
Exactly. But meanwhile, the first team back out on the field, Miles Brooks, John Washington wide left. It is Sheffield and Sims wide right, and Smith in the backfield with Capriva. First and 10 from the Yo 35-yard line, 2:54 left in the half, and now the Yeoman will call a timeout.
Well, the play clock was about to get them.
We'll break with them. It's 49-0 Yeoman. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis and Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman have a first and 10 from their own 35-yard line, a 49-0 lead, and it's not even halftime yet, as they will send wide receivers to each side. Capriva in the backfield will take the snap and hand off to Trayon Smith up the middle. Trayon is fighting for yardage up to the 40 for a gain of 5. And I guess more importantly now for both teams, Coach, that keeps the clock moving.
That's right. Wouldn't surprise me if we didn't see a bunch of that until we put the reserves in.
We will have some staggering halftime stats for you, along with some scores from around Central Texas. We'll listen to the Yo-High marching band, too. Naked Gun, Capriva, quick pass right side. That is Washington, and he's drugged down over near the sidelines at the 47-yard line. That's going to move the chains. A 7-yard catch and run by John Washington. They'll mark it at the 46. So give him 6 and a first down. And the clock is rolling again. Yeoman are using that play clock. He's down inside of 10 seconds now, and Capriva will take the snap and hand off to Smith. He's across midfield to 45, spins a 360, and is down at the 43-yard line. Close to a first down. It's going to be a 9-yard pickup. Maybe 10. They're moving the chains. It is a 10-yard run by Trayon Smith. And it's first and 10 for the Yeoman from the 43 of the Buffaloes. Clock is rolling, a minute and a half remaining in the first half. As Capriva drops back, looking deep down the right sideline for Sheffield, wide open inside the 10. He scores. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, Coach is being very nice, because that play is sitting there, and sure enough, there it goes. How many yards was that, 49?
43.
Goodness gracious. They just cannot. You cannot bring somebody up there. If you don't have better speed than they do, you cannot put somebody right on a good receiver's nose like that. He's going to burn you.
A minute 15 left in the half, and it's been a very dismal half for the purple and white, as the Yeoman are up 55-0 as Garcia We'll try to make this a 56-0 game with a Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. Oh. And Cameron Yeoman up their lead 56-0 with a minute 15 left in the half. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development. For more than 25 years, you've been able to find EBCO Development in the phone book. How many other companies are still listed along with us? It's a good question. Check it out and see for yourself. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. Quality remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. That's EBCO Development. Call us first at 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
We are back, and, well, the Cameron Yeoman have, from the get-go, coach, commanded this game.
Oh, they have. From the very beginning, everything, offense, defense, kicking game, it's just been one very superior team against another one that's very struggling.
Lago is leading Academy 36-0 at halftime. McGregor is having a little bit of trouble with Salado. That's a 19-14 lead by McGregor, close to halftime. Evon to boot it away again, high and this time deep, and it's going to hit at the 5. Nobody's going after it. Now Liddell Freeman will pick it up at the 1. He's back up across the 5, the 10, the 15, and hit. There's a fumble picked up by Justin Pratt, and he will be down immediately at the 16-yard line.
Goodness gracious. First of all, they almost let it lay there on the 1 or 2 yard line, picked it up, made a decent return out of it, and got walloped, and the ball came loose, and the Cameron Yeoman have it again.
First and 10 for the Yeoman at the 16-yard line.
I'm not too sure I wouldn't kneel it down right here and go to the half and bring my other bunch in the second half.
They're actually calling it the 17-yard line as the Yeo offense is back out on the field.
Doing what they want to when they want to do it.
56-0 Yeoman as they have the ball at the Florence 17, first and 10. Direct snap to Trayon Smith. He's got a trying to drag a shirt tail tackler. Can't get broken loose, and he'll get to the 15 for a couple. That'll be it, and that'll keep the clock rolling.
But he's got 151 yards on 11 carries.
Second down and 8 from the 15, and it gets the call again inside the 10, the 5, and he is in the end zone for the touchdown. Trayon Smith, a 15-yard tote for 6, and the Yeoman are up 62-0. My, oh, my. I'm not sure when the last time the Yeoman put 60 points on the board, but I really am not sure the last time it's happened in a first half.
You may have to go back real early.
Evon will try to boot this one through, his first extra point attempt of the night, and it's up, and it is good. And with 31 seconds left in the first half, the Yeoman are on top 63-0. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Julie Shulock and Cameron help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Julie handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Julie Shulock and Cameron today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
A two-play, 17-yard drive after the kickoff was fumbled by the Buffaloes at the 17. That drive, two plays, 17 yards. Smith with a 15-yard TD run. And the Yeoman are up 63-0 with 31 seconds left in the half. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. He's getting his money's worth tonight.
Well, I think those starters are going to realize that they've seen the end of this. They're playing at Yoe Field.
That may be it for them.
I think they're through.
Garcia kicking it off for the Yeoman now, as he and Yvonne have kind of switched roles here. And here's the kick. It's a line drive kick that's going to be fielded at the 4-yard line by Odom. Odom back up across the 20 to the 25, and that is where the Buffaloes will put it into play with 22 seconds remaining in the first half. First and 10 for the Buffaloes. My, what a half. Good thing you have a computer to calculate those stats, huh?
I mean.
It has been a track meet for the Yeoman here in the first half. Let's see the scores from around the district. Troy over Marlin, 28-7 at the half. 36-0 Lago over Academy at the half. 63-0 the Yeoman over Florence, with about one play remaining in the half. From the bone, Ramirez will hand off to the tailback. And that was Dylan Juarez. A flag comes in late after a no-gain play. And this is going to go against the Buffaloes.
I think they fumbled the ball, and the Cameron Yeoman may have it.
I think you may be right.
So whatever that flag was.
They did fumble the ball, and the Yeoman have the ball back at the 15-yard line, and they are waving the flag. Oh, my. So the Yeoman have it first and 10 at the Buffalo 25-yard line. Fifteen seconds remaining in the half.
We got to kneel it down. That's just me.
Reed Nickerson will be the quarterback. Jalen White is going to be the running back. Colton Levi, one of the receivers now. As the Yeoman have started putting their backups in, Nickerson will hand off to Jalen White around the right side, and White will get about 4 yards to the 21-yard line, and that should do it. That'll be it for the first half, as the Cameron Yeoman have put a 60 spot on the board here in the first half. It is 63-0 Yeoman over the Florence Bulldogs at the half. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Ruvak, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
And welcome back to Yoe Stadium. This is the season finale here at Yoe Stadium, as the Cameron Yeoman are in command here. What an exclamation mark for the seniors, Coach. This is a group of young men that haven't lost a game here at Yoe Stadium in more than 2 years, 2.5 years, as a matter of fact. For those sophomores that were on that team 3 years ago, they lost some pre-district games. Haven't lost a district game here. And now, Coach, they've all but clinched their fourth district title in a row.
Yes, sir, they have. 63 points will do it, especially in a half.
Yes, it will.
But it's they're just totally outclassing Florence. They got too much talent, too much speed. Florence has got, I think, 19 guys suited up. They're coming in here with a 1-8 record, and it's just pretty inevitable what's happened here tonight.
Well, Coach, I know that I always ask you this, but what are those Florence coaches saying at halftime?
Just keep playing as hard as you can play. We don't need any penalties. Don't be fumbling the ball. Don't turn it over. Let's just play as hard as we can and get out of here and go home.
And if you're a Yeoman coach?
I get all my subs ready and tell them you're getting ready to get out there and we're going to let you play. If you can go score, you can go score up until it gets, as long as it's reasonable. if it starts getting out of hand, then we're going to we'll put a lot of people on defense and let them play. But on offense, we're not going to do much.
Yeah. Well, it's 63-0 at the half. It is pretty much out of hand now.
Yeah.
So what schemes will take place in the second half for the Yeomen, we'll wait and see. But lots of new faces. We'll get lots of action here in the second half for the Yeomen. 63-0 Yeomen leading the Buffaloes. And the Yeomen looking to go 9-1 on the year and district title tonight with this win. We'll get some scores from Brett coming up in just a moment. Right now, let's take a break. When we come back, we will have our halftime numbers, our stats. They are staggering.
Well,
back in a moment.
On one side.
Yeah. And they're staggering.
It's a trust as true as Texas. A friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Company.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium. It is a staggering first half for the Yeomen and a dismal first half for the Buffaloes. 63-0 is our halftime score here at Yo Stadium. Coach, let's look at the numbers that compiled that kind of scoring.
Well, let me just go to Florence to start with. They have no yards passing, 16 yards on the ground for a total of 16 yards all night long. For the Cameron Yeomen, they have 373 yards of total offense, 184 on the ground, 189 passing. Jason Capriva is 10 of 13 for three touchdowns. Colton Sheffield has caught two for two touchdowns and 76 yards. Aaron Sims has caught four for two touchdowns and 53 yards. John Washington has caught three passes for 53 yards and a touchdown. Sam McKinney has caught one pass for 7 yards. Rushing, Trayon Smith has carried 12 times, 166 yards, and three touchdowns. Other than that,
it's been a close game.
It's been a close game. It was close at the opening kickoff, and after that, it was just a storm.
It's crazy. 63-0. I'd like to know. I don't know how we could research that, but I'd like to know the last time the Yeomen put up 60 plus points in the first half.
I'll bet you they never have.
They may not.
I don't believe they've ever done that.
That's amazing. Right now, 63-0. The Florence Band is on the field. We'll carry the Yo High School Marching Band, who, by the way, came in second at the UIL State Marching Contest. They, I understand, were only 3 points out of first place in the voting. So Yo High School Marching Band going to perform for the hometown crowd here at halftime, and we'll carry that for you. But right now, we'll take another break, and we will turn it over to Brent back at the studios to give us an update on some scores.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
All right, here on your Friday, as we are just past 9 o'clock here at the ranch, and Yeoman cruising to victory right now as they are big over Florence. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes right now. Let's get you some updates on some scores around the area. And let's start with Lovelady and Normandy. Lovelady is leading 35-12 over Normandy. Also in that same district, Chilton and Bremont are tied at 14 in what is going to amount as the district championship. La Vega High School leading Robinson in a shocker, 34-13. Connolly leads West by two touchdowns, 28-14 is the score in that one. Elsewhere around the area, it's Centerville all over Bruce Villetti's Eagles, 42-0. Centerville leading big there. I've got Buffalo. They have to win to get into the playoffs. They lead 35-7 over the Riesel Indians. Burton on top of Somerville, 34-0. A win for Burton clinches a championship for them. And again, they lead 34-0. Rockdale topping Caldwell, 49-14 at the half. And I've got the Yeoman, of course, up by 60-plus over Florence at halftime as well. In Class 3A, China Spring trails Lorena by two at the half. 30-28 is the score. The Leopards barely clinging to a lead against China Spring as they the Cougars clinging to a last-ditch playoff hope. They need a lot of things to happen for that to work, but otherwise China Spring is out of it. Coppers Cove leading Harker Heights 17-13. The winner of that game will move into the playoffs. Hearn needs to beat Crawford tonight to make the playoffs. They are trailing 28-6 to the Pirates, and that game is in Crawford. LaGrange leading Quirrell 28-6. You've got Elkhart over Trinity 28-17. It is Thrall trailing Flatonia at the half 21-7. Franklin dominating over Tigg right now 42-20 at the half in that one. Franklin has pretty much thumped everybody they have played. It's Giddings leading over Yoakum 17-14. Giddings can get in the playoffs as long as they win that game. So right now they are on their way. Smithville trails Gonzales 16-8. I've got Hallettsville on top of Hempstead 16-7. Thorndale's leading Holland 17-6. And elsewhere, I've got Troy leading Marlin. Winner of that game will be in the playoffs. Troy leads 28-7 over the Bulldogs. And Mart on top of Boscoville, 24-13. Salado trails McGregor just 19-14, about a minute before halftime in that one. Milano leading Snook, 26-6 at halftime. Rosebud Lot dominating over Moody, 34-6 in that one. Navasota just 13-0 over Taylor right now. Elsewhere, I see Colleen trailing Temple right now. That score is 35-23. The Wildcats leading the Kangaroos there. Temple has already clinched a playoff spot. Colleen needs a win in order to get in. Shoemaker on top of Ellison. Big trying to extend Ellison's state-long losing streak. 21-3 is the Shoemaker Gray Wolves lead there. Lago Vista up 36-0. Absolutely annihilating Academy so far there in the second quarter. Lexington and Schulenburg are tied at 14. The winner of that one will get into the playoffs. And again, right now they're tied at 14. And I've got Rogers. They are in control over Johnson City, 47-0. Still a couple of minutes left in that one before they reach halftime. Elsewhere of note, Midway on top of Belton by a touchdown, 35-28. I note that we do have a close one in the I-95 war. That is Bartlett on top of Granger right now by 33-22 is the score. They missed the extra point. So that is going to show you that Bartlett is on top of Granger. Bartlett gets in the playoffs with a win. They're up in that one. That one is going to turn out to be a dogfight as it is every year. And I do have one final for you. Weimer has already beaten Van Vleck by two scores, 28-14. So Weimer secures their playoff spot with that victory right there over Van Vleck. Weimer in the playoffs with a 28-14 victory. Let us send you back out to the field out there.
All right, thank you, Brent, for those scoring updates. The Cameron Yeoman Marching Band on the field. And we are, as soon as they begin playing, we will get you down to the field for their performance tonight. What a dominating performance by the Cameron Yeoman coach. He kind of anticipated a blowout of sorts here tonight, but nothing like this.
No, I was looking for something like 35 or 40 maybe to nothing. Them moving the ball a little bit against us and so forth and so on. But to be perfectly honest with you, if Coach Rhodes wanted to throw in that football, he could go to Sims or Sheffield or Jalen White or any of those guys and hit them wide open on practically every pass because they're coming up and putting people right in their face, and they don't have the speed to do that. If they need to be sitting back and making us throw the short ones, but they're coming right up there and letting us get deep. And if he wanted to, we could throw for 1,000 yards, I think, tonight. But so far, it's just been domination, just total domination by the offensive line, the defensive line, everybody.
Jason Capriva goes over the 2,000-yard mark passing tonight with 189 yards so far. 2,103 yards for the season. So, and he's got a completion rate on the season of almost 70%.
Yep.
So, not a bad.
No, it's not.
Not a bad regular season for the senior quarterback, Jason Capriva. And we will add some stats to somebody else's totals in the second half, I'm sure. Yo High School Marching Band on the field. Let's take it down and give a listen. High school marching band with tonight's performance at halftime, and a little help from the junior high band coach. There are a lot of band members on the field right now.
And listen to that sound.
I'm telling you, that is just totally remarkable. We are about 6 minutes away from kickoff of the second half. A lot of new faces will be in the lineups for the Yeoman as they have a 63-0 lead at the half. Coach, asking folks up here in the press box, I don't think that's ever happened before.
I don't believe it has either.
We put up a lot of numbers in 2010, but I don't think we hit 60 in the first half of any of those games.
Well, I mentioned to you a while ago, you know, if we're not careful, they're going to get us for bullying.
Bullying, yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap it up with our Germania halftime report. We still have that name to draw for the Rattlers' third quarter fuel card contestant. We'll do that when we come back. This is Cameron Yeoman football coverage on the ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back. I tell you what, Coach, not only are we the best-sounding band, but we're the best-looking band. I don't know if, for those in the radio audience that have ever seen the marching band this year, but the uniforms are spectacular.
Yes, they are.
They have black pants, black, the shirts are kind of trifold. They have white shoulders about midway down the chest. It turns into maroon, and then about 6 inches down from that, it turns black.
With white sleeves.
White sleeves and black hats with black feathers and some type of little triangle diamond shape in the chest. It's just they are just dressed to kill. And they sound as good as they look. And right now they're staying on the field as it is Parents' Night here at Yo Stadium. And I'm not sure. I guess the cheerleaders and flag members and everybody are being introduced as well, maybe some band awards being handed out. It looks like parents of maybe the seniors are.
I believe that's the seniors on the sideline with their parents.
Yeah. And band director Moss is shaking their hands. I'll tell you what, this band is really remarkable. If you have not been able to watch a performance of the Yo High School Marching Band this year, please make it to Bastrop this Thursday night. You will. It's worth the drive just to watch halftime, and you'll see a lot of good people too.
Then they're going to put on at the Performing Arts Center. They're going to have a concert. I think it's sometime in December that there's going to be a meal before they do this that people can come, and you'll get a chance to hear them play in concert. So that's going to be wonderful, too.
Yes, it is. Maybe a little Christmas music going on there.
Maybe.
Well, it's about 3 minutes ticking down to the second half kickoff, and we have drawn a name for our third quarter fuel card gas contestant. And let me see who that is. It is Leroy Sanders. Leroy, if the Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, and I'm just kind of thinking they might.
It's going to be hard not to, I think.
Yeah. We will give you that $30 fuel card to Rattlers. You are our contestant for the third quarter tonight. A touchdown will put the points up into the 70s, Coach. And you're right. We may get a bullying charge if we go much higher.
You know, there's a lot of people that may not. I think the guy who brought that charge was not a Texan. But what I think is, you know, there's sometimes when it's inevitable. You just cannot help if the other team is that bad or if they turn around and give you opportunities like fumbling the ball or not covering punts or throwing interceptions and what have you. There's not any way you can tell your kids not to play. So, you know, it's hard to be a coach on either sideline right this minute, I'll tell you that.
There's no doubt about that. It is difficult, but it is what it is, and the Cameron Yeoman can't let up. Whoever's out there has to play 100%.
Oh, yeah.
That's an easy way to get hurt if you're not going full speed. So it's going to be some nifty play calling by Coach Rhodes to keep the score down.
Well, he's going to have his second and third team guys in the ball game, and so you've got to just run your offense. And, you know, if it starts getting out of hand even with them, then you shut it down and just start, you know, punting on third down or something of that sort.
Yeah.
It's real difficult to be, like I said, it's hard to be a coach on either sideline in a ball game like this.
Well, we're waiting the arrival of the Cameron Yeoman onto the field as the opening kickoff of the second half is just moments away. The Yeoman obviously get their choice of whether they want the football or not here in the second half. What will they choose, Coach?
I think they'll take the ball.
You do?
Yeah. They'll take the ball. I mean, it really doesn't make any difference because if we kick off and hold them and they punt it, you get the ball in their end of the field, and we're going to – yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know, it doesn't make any difference. What you do, it's just not good.
Yeah.
Unless you're the winning team.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for our Gerania halftime report. We are back with the second half kickoff in a moment. The Yeoman are up 63-0.
Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Randerly Lumber Company in Cameron has an incredible deal for the holidays. It's two tools for the price of one. Pick up a Porter Cable 20-volt lithium drill and an impact driver kit for $89.99. It comes with two-speed gearbox, battery gauge, and LED light. Go see the crew at Anderley Lumber Company. Tell them you want the two tools for the price of one. Plus, during November, all case knives in stock, 20% off. Anderley Lumber, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron. Look at the calendar. Hunting season is approaching. So approach it right back with a John Deere Gator RSX from the Go Anywhere vehicle that's game for anything. Whether it's for a hunting trip, working the land, or exploring new places, the powerfully built John Deere Gator RSX from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment delivers. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has them at $500 off. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends 10/25/2013. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
We are back as the Buffaloes will kick it off to the Yeoman here to start the third quarter. We do know that the clock will run in the third quarter. That means regardless of pass incompletion or an out-of-bounds play, they're going to run the clock.
That's correct.
So this second half will breeze by pretty quick. As Aaron Sims and Colt Leiby back to receive the kickoff, this is the first kickoff of the night for the Buffaloes. It's a high short kick. It's going to be fielded at the 34-yard line by Michael Kellner. He is up across the 40 to the 45-yard line, and that's where the Yeoman will put it into play. They did stop the clock for that play. So maybe we got some bad information. I don't know.
Well, it may be just when they exchange the ball.
Maybe so. First and 10 for the Yeoman as we start the second half from their own 45-yard line. And we'll try to keep up with the changes in the lineups for you. As we will see a lot of new faces here.
Nickerson going in at running a tailback, a quarterback.
Yeah, we've got wide receiver Clavon Jones along with Garcia as a wide receiver, McKinney as a wide receiver, and Miles Brooks alone on the other side. Nickerson will hand off to Washington over the right side. Washington across the 50. And down to the 40, 8-yard line. That's a gain of 7. And it'll be second down and 3 for the Yeomen.
Whole new offensive line in the ball game.
Well, that's Lonnie. Lonnie Williams says so. At left guard, left tackle is, I believe that's Oscar Locke. We'll get the rest of those numbers for you in a moment. Reed Nickerson, the quarterback, he'll send twins wide to the left side, twins to the right. And he will hand off to Washington again, who is hit behind the line of scrimmage for a very rare loss on the play for the Yeoman.
Well, remember how I'm always talking? You look out there and one of your linemen is standing up and he's got hold of his helmet. Well,
yeah.
One of our second team linemen was standing there like that, like, that's my man.
Joshua Stubbs, the right tackle. Also on the offensive line is Eric Sanchez for the Yeoman. Nickerson with twin receivers to both sides. Third down and 5 after the loss of a yard. And Nickerson will throw right side. Too tall for Sam McKinney. And he probably wouldn't have picked up the first down anyway. And it's fourth down and the first punt of the night coming up for the Yeoman. They are not running the clock, by the way.
No, we thought they were going to.
At least not yet.
I think that's what the coaches are on the sideline trying to tell the guy up there to run the clock.
Yeah, now they started running it. So they are going to run the clock, as the incomplete pass typically would have stopped the clock, but not the case now. They've got the clock running. Capriva will punt for the first time tonight.
Lawrence doesn't believe it.
No, they don't, do they? And Capriva's looking for an angle. Now they're getting one back, rush, and Capriva boots it away. It's not going to be fielded. It's going to take a Florence bounce to the 21-yard line after coming down at about the 18. So to the 21-yard line goes the punt, a short punt of about 27 yards.
Exactly right.
And the Buffaloes will have it first and 10 from their own 21-yard line. And again, they're saying, wind the clock, because the clock operator is not rolling the clock. Now they're rolling it. Habits die hard, don't
they? Well, if the officials don't come up to the official on the clock and tell him, you know, how's he going to know that?
First and 10 for the Buffaloes. From the bone, quarterback keeper right over right guard, and he'll pick up 3 yards on the carry. Give him 4, actually. No, that's 3, isn't it?
That's 3.
From the 22.
We'll try to announce this excitingly, but it's going to be rather difficult. Ahead 63-0, the clock's running, and you have all your subs in the ball game. But the kids that are in there want to play, so we're going to announce it like they're playing.
And it's from the bone goes Sanchez under center. No, Ramirez under center. It looked like a fumble as Ramirez. No, Ramirez just kept the ball, but he was being met after the snap. Immediately after the snap, he'll pick up a yard out to the 26, and it's third down and 6 for the Buffaloes.
Well, the center can't snap it back low, and you fumble it if you're just going to snap it to the quarterback that's got his hands under there. That's a whole lot safer snap, and they were having a lot of trouble with that spread formation.
Ramirez will go under center again with a bone formation behind him. And two tight ends, and he will keep it around the left side. Uh-oh, he's out across the 35 to the 40, and down at the 30. Well, they're going to mark his knee down at the 40-yard line. A best gainer of the night for the Buffaloes. And a first down.
Their second.
Their second first down of the entire ball game. Midway through the third quarter, McGregor goes up. Well, it's early fourth now. McGregor's up 25-14 on Salado. Under center, two tight ends. Bone behind Ramirez, who will stumble out of the gate, fumble the ball. There's a scramble for it, and the Yeomen have recovered at the 33-yard line.
I'm telling you.
Colt Laby recovers the fumble at the Buffalo 33-yard line. And the Yeomen have it first and 10. They're not rolling the clock.
There he goes.
All right. This second half, Coach, should breeze along pretty quick, pretty brisk.
Keep that clock going.
Under 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 63-0 Yeomen. They have the ball. The snap to Nickerson. He hands off to Washington. Washington is met in the backfield for a loss of a yard. On that offensive line for the Yeomen, Sanchez, Williams. Also Oscar Locke, second down and 11. Nickerson wasn't ready for that one, but he's going to take it and run. He's across the 30, the 25, and down to the 20-yard line.
Reed. He was looking over at the coach for a signal, and the center snapped the ball. Yeah, I don't know how he caught it.
But he picks up 16 yards and a first down for the Yeomen. Down to the 19-yard line, first and 10. Coming up after the game, it's the Cameron Autoplex Friday Night Finals here on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett gets you up to date on all the finals on the final regular season week of the 2013 season. Trip receivers wide to the left. Nickerson will hand off to Washington up the middle. And he's gang tackled after a short pickup of about 2 yards.
Well, the second team guys have to realize that they're being videoed. And I just watched the left side of the line go down the field and their man make the tackle on the ball carrier.
Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Proud to support Yeomen football, supporting the youth of Milam County in academics and athletics. Under 5 minutes to play. Twins go both sides. Reed Nickerson at quarterback as Capriva is benched here in the second half. Reed with a pass over the middle, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Clavon Jones, at the goal line. And they've stopped the clock. No, now they're rolling. It is third down and 8 for the Yeomen from the 19.
Rockdale has just scored 63 points on Caldwell.
Wow. Well, Lago has put a 50 spot on Academy.
They're wanting those playoffs badly.
Third down and 8 for the Yeomen. Nickerson with Washington to his left. And now moves over to his right. And Reed wants to throw. No, it's a draw play to Washington.
And
but
boy, he drew a crowd.
Yeah, there is no blocking.
No blocking. Front. In fact, they're all standing around with their hands on their hips, looking back there, and all those white jerseys are getting up off Washington, who is saying, wait a minute, fellas.
Well, the Yeomen, I think, are going to try a field goal here. This is practice for the playoffs is what this is.
Yep.
The ball is on the far hash mark, and that works in the favor of Yvonne. He's a hooking kicker when he kicks the ball, so this may give him a little breathing room on that hook. As Yvonne puts the tee down at the 31, this will be a 41-yard attempt for Michael Yvonne. From the far hash mark, the snap, the hole, the kick has plenty of leg, and it is no good.
Had to go left.
Must have hooked it left anyway. Yvonne's going to have to make an adjustment on that because most of his long field goals are hooked left. Boy, but that one would have been good from 55 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of leg.
Plenty of leg.
But sails wide left, and the Buffaloes will have the ball back at the 24-yard line, first and 10. .304 left in the third quarter. First and 10 Buffaloes from their own 24-yard line. As Ramirez goes under center, he'll hand off to Freeman, I think. Another fumble. It is picked up by the Yeoman by Trayon Smith, and he scores.
See, that's what I'm talking about. There's if you let your guys play and the other team won't take care of the ball, there's nothing you can do about it. Absolutely nothing you can do about that.
24-yard fumble return by Trayon Smith for a defensive touchdown, and the Yeomen are up 69-0. Here comes the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point. And it's going to be Yvonne. And now we have a timeout, Florence. We'll take a break with them. The Yeomen are a point away from a 70 spot, 2:54 left in the third quarter. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Everyone loves autumn, the bright, crisp days, football season. But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC and save money for seasons to come. It's not winter yet, but you might as well be ready. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman just go up 69-0 on a fumbled recovery and return by Trayon Smith from 24 yards out. Here is the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point. It's up by Yvonne and it's good. And with 2:50 left in the third quarter, it is 70-0, Yeoman. We're back after this.
If you worked around asbestos, you are at risk for asbestos-related cancers. Your only real defense is regular checkups and to tell your doctor if you were exposed to asbestos. And if the worst happens and you are diagnosed with an asbestos-related cancer, you need to investigate a claim. You can get help. Call Capolino Dodd & Krebs, LLP, at 800-460-0606 today. To learn more, go to asbestoslaw.com. Capolino Dodd & Krebs, LLP, never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
All right, we are back. A 24-yard fumble recovery by Trayon Smith gives the Yeomen their first defensive touchdown of the night. They've had a special teams touchdown on a 42-yard punt return by Aaron Sims. But that's the first defensive touchdown as Trayon Smith scores his fourth touchdown of the night, I believe.
Yes, that's his fourth.
On that defensive touchdown.
Oh, me.
And the Yeomen are up 70-0. Perfect 10-for-10 on extra points. And, Coach, that's been kind of a concern this year for the Yeoman, but they've got it together tonight on those extra points.
Yes, they do.
Garcia will kick it away for the Yeoman. It is Freeman and Odom back to receive the kickoff, and it's a line drive kick to Odom at the 5-yard line on a one-hopper. He's up across the 15 to the 20 and is spinning up to about the 25-yard line. So a 20-yard return. And the Buffaloes will have it from their own 25-yard line.
You know, the one thing that Florence, Coach, I'm sure didn't want to happen at the half, you know, let's go back out there and let's play hard. We're overmatched. J- just don't give them anything. Yeah. The first thing they did is they've given us two gifts.
From the 25, the Buffaloes will begin this drive. They are trailing the Yeomans 70-0. 70. It is 42-7, Troy over Marlin midway through the fourth. There's a running play with not much room to run. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 for the Buffaloes. That was Ortiz on the run.
I'm going to tell you, it's hard on those backs because they're hitting up in there, and there's nothing but the back of their offensive linemen that you're running into because the Cameron Yeomen are just stacking that offensive line, just stopping them right at the line of scrimmage. The only way they're making the yards is if he bounces off and happens to find a crease.
Second down and 9 after the one-yard run by Ortiz, and I think that's him with the carry again, up to about the 30-yard line. That is Ortiz.
Yep.
Back to the 30 for a gain of 5, so it's third down and a gain of 4 then, and it's third down and 5 now for the Buffaloes as the clock is under a minute to play here in the third. Yeoman scoring on a defensive touchdown in the third quarter. By the way, that touchdown gives Leroy Sanders the $30 fuel card. Here's a keeper by Ramirez back to the 30, but that's it.
Thank goodness they blew it dead because Cameron Yeoman picked up a fumble.
Colt Leibye is running the other way with it, but they did blow him down at the 30-yard line, and it's fourth down. And with that touchdown, Leroy Sanders wins the $30 fuel card from Rattlers. It is fourth down and 5, and that's the end of the third quarter. That was a relatively quick quarter.
Yes, run that clock.
Absolutely. And the fourth quarter will be much the same. 12 minutes to play. The Yeoman lead at 70-0. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
We are back for the fourth quarter, and hang on to your seats because this won't take long.
It shouldn't.
It should take about 12 minutes, as a matter of fact. When the ball is snapped, the clock will roll. It is fourth down and 4 for the Buffaloes from the 31-yard line, their own 31-yard line. They'll go for it as Ramirez goes under center from the bone. He's got one man wide to the left, and now he shifts back into the spread formation, sending his bone backs to wide receivers. And it's a quick punt and a reverse spiral that will hit and roll out of bounds at the 31-yard line.
He doesn't know how close he came to having that thing blocked.
That's for sure.
I'm telling you, it was almost blocked. And I don't know how you can stand back there 5 or 6 yards and expect to get many punts off.
And he actually hit that, Coach, off the inside of his foot, and he got a reverse nose-over punt with it.
I know it.
Yeoman will take over with 11:41 left in the game at their own 31-yard line. Our fourth quarter tonight, boy, our third quarter, by the way, was brought to you by 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Proud to support the Cameron Yeoman, both on and off the field. And, of course, our fourth quarter is brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman, both on and off the field as well. Become a member of the Booster Club. Join meeting Mondays at 7 o'clock at the Ojai Fieldhouse. Nickerson in at quarterback. It is Washington White at running back. That is White, and he will get the carry around the left side. He is caged up behind the line of scrimmage.
There's not much blocking going on with this offensive unit. I'm going to tell you that now. The White defensive line is just coming pouring through.
That is a loss of 4 yards on Jalen White's run. And it's second and 14. Clock rolling. Nickerson will send Miles Brooks wide to the left along with Garcia. It is McKinney and Clavon Jones wide to the right. And the handoff is to Jaylen White again, and he spins his way up across the 30 to the 34-yard line. That is a gain of 7. And it sets up a third down and 7 for the Yeomen. Salado closed the gap a little bit. 25 to 17, they've added a field goal. It's 9 minutes left in the game there. If Salado could pull that upset, the Yeomen would own the crown outright. Otherwise, they'll have to share the crown, but will represent his first-place team by virtue of the head-to-head. Pass over the middle is caught. That is Miles Brooks, and he may be off to the races. He's inside the 20, the 10. He will score, Miles Brooks, on a 66-yard pass play across the middle from Reed Nickerson. How about that? Run the clock, people. 76 to nothing. The Yeomen lead it. 10:01 left in the game, and the clock has stopped for the extra point as John Washington will hold for Mike Levon. And here is the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point. It's up. It's over the net. Nope. Didn't make it over the net, but it is good. And with 9:52 left in the game, the Yeomen are on top 77 to nothing. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Happy birthday to Denial.
Denial's is having their 30th birthday celebration, November 8th and 9th, the only Lazy Boy Ranch in Texas. Come on out to Cameron and rope you a deal. They're going fast. You'll find 30 to 75% off MSRP. Pop a balloon for prizes and discounts and register to win a free Lazy Boy. Come see the Denial family, where you'll find fine furnishings, old-fashioned service, at country prices. Your one-stop shop for complete home furnishings.
Y'all come to our celebration.
We are back as the Cameron Yeoman on a 66-yard strike from Reed Nickerson to Miles Brooks across the middle, and Brooks outran three defenders to the end zone for the touchdown, his first reception of the season, I believe.
That's correct.
And it goes for 66 yards and a touchdown. And the Yeomen are up 77 to nothing. That was a three-play, 69-yard drive by the Yeomen. 66 of that coming at the hands of Miles Brooks from Reed Nickerson. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Our 11th scoring drive of the night. All touchdowns, one of those a defensive touchdown. Garcia boots it away. High and this time fairly deep. It will be fielded by Freeman at the 9-yard line. Freeman is up across the 15 to the 20, breaks to the near side. He's across the 30 and is going to be driven out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So a good return by Liddell Freeman up to the 40-yard line.
Run that clock.
That's what I'm talking about. They've got it stopped momentarily. To 0. As the head ref is giving the signal to start the clock. One man is lining up wide to the right. Now we've got a man out on him, way out wide right. A busted play in the backfield as Odom tried to hand off but decided to keep it. He spun back out of the backfield and almost got back to the line of scrimmage. but running back just kind of collided with him in the backfield.
Well, they've been trying to run the wishbone, a little bit of the eye, and some of the spread, and right this minute I think they're all confused.
Odom is out. Ramirez is in, as Ramirez has typically been the bone quarterback. They've got a man out wide to the right, and everybody else is between the tight ends. With the bone behind Ramirez, he will hand off to Liddell Freeman, who is hit by McAnulty at the 40 and brought down at the 42-yard line, a gain of a couple. Seventy-seven to nothing. Yeoman on top. Early and often, the scoring has been for the Yeoman. And in all facets of the game, from special teams to defenses. Third down and eight for the Buffaloes. I formation now behind Ramirez. Twin right wide receivers to the right. Ramirez rolls to his right, wants to run. He is going to be hit and driven back. He will lose a yard, maybe 2 yards, back to the original line of scrimmage. And it's fourth down and 10. Fourth and a long nine, we'll call it. Colt Leibye back to receive the punt, if this is a punt. Ramirez is going under center, and now he will switch back into the
6 yards deep.
Yeah, 6 yards, quick punt formation, and he gets it off, but this one is going to hit after about a 5-yard punt, roll down across the 50 to the 46-yard line. So he got a decent roll, and it's a 15-yard punt.
Cameron Yeoman were right there, ready to block it, and decided not to.
And the Yeoman take over at their own 46-yard line. And the clock is stopped again.
Don't stop the clock.
I'm not sure why they're stopping it, but it is stopped with 6:48 left in the game. Yeoman will go trips wide to the left. Reed Nickerson, the quarterback. John Washington, the running back. Clavon Jones will be the wide receiver to the right side. Ball is on the near hash mark. Yeoman moving left to right or away from the clock end zone here in the fourth. Clock still is not rolling. Now they've rolled it. And the handoff to Washington around the left side. Washington is hit behind the line of scrimmage, gets his way back to the line of scrimmage, and might have clawed out a yard, but that's it.
Well, they're taking as much time as they can to get the play in and everything else, letting the clock run before they ever snap the ball.
And here we go. Trips wide to the right side this time, as Nickerson lets the play clock run down inside of 8 seconds. And now the handoff to Washington. He cuts across up to about the 49-yard line. Before he's driven back, another 2-yard gain by John Washington.
Well, he's going to learn that you can't, when you get a chance to go up the field. Don't run laterally, because as long as you're running laterally, they got a shot at you.
Third down and a long six, we'll call it. From just about midfield for the Yeoman. And the play clock down to 5:20. I'm sorry, the game clock. The play clock still has 15 seconds on it, and Nickerson in no hurry to get the snap. Twin receivers both sides. And the handoff, this time Nickerson will keep it, but again, there is great filtration into the Yo backfield.
Man.
And Nickerson will lose 5 yards back to the 45-yard line, and it looks like the punting unit comes on for the Yeoman.
Well, I think Florence knows we're not going to throw the football, so everybody's just coming. If we decide to throw it, we're going to be running all by ourselves in that secondary.
So Capriva will see, who is seeing very limited action here in the second half. I think this is his second play of the half, and they were both punts. He is in to do the punting for the Yeoman. And he gets one off. It's a low punt that will take a great Yeoman bounce inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line. So from the 45 to the, they'll call it the 19-yard line. That's 31. That's 36 yards on the punt from Capriva.
I'm just always amazed at these people that keep putting a single safety back there. Because if you got any kind of special teams coach or punter at all, they have been instructed, do not punt the ball to a single guy standing back there. He's got 55 yards to cover. And so Capriva doesn't do it. I'm just surprised that people keep doing it.
First and 10 for the Buffaloes now from their own 19-yard line. Clock rolling with 4 minutes to play. We do have a final, 42-21, Troy over Marlin, our first final in the district. Under center Ramirez from the gun. I think the Yeoman had 10 players on the field. Carson Honnell runs out during the play and gets almost in on the tackle. A gain of about 8 yards.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you
seven.
He's just taking the football and letting the fullback go right by him, and then he's following the fullback up in there, and the Lions is trying to push that second unit off the ball.
McGregor has scored again to make it a 32-17 game with a minute 35 left in that contest. And Lago is up on Academy 50-14. Ramirez under center with a bone behind him on a second down and a long two. He'll hand off to the tailback, one of the tailbacks.
Now, see, he keeps faking to him. He keeps putting the ball out there and letting that back go in there, and then he follows right in behind him. They're not taking a chance on handing that ball off and fumbling it, I don't guess.
They did pick up the first down on a 3-yard pickup by Ramirez.
Yep. Third first down.
Of the night.
Of the night.
And that was a generous spot.
But if they'll keep it up, I think they're going to run the clock out
because
it looks the clock is running.
Under 2.5 minutes to play now as Ramirez also waiting for that play clock just to wind down before he takes the snap. And with 5 seconds left on it, he takes the snap. He'll keep the ball and get up to about the 30-yard line, a gain of a yard. And it'll be second down and 9 for the Buffaloes.
Right this minute, they have a total of 50 yards total offense. None through the air.
And 3 first downs.
And 3 first downs.
Under 2 minutes to play. Second down and 9 for the Buffaloes. I think they can, Coach, I think they can keep the ball long enough to run the clock out.
Yep.
Still 10 seconds on the play clock as Ramirez waits for it to tick down. And he'll go under center with 5 seconds on the play clock, and he will keep it up the middle and surges his way up across the 35 to the 36-yard line. That is a 6-yard gain by Ramirez. And it sets up a 3rd down and 3. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Cameron Yo Athletic Booster Club. Become a member and support the Cameron Yeoman. You can meet Monday at 7 o'clock at the Yo-High Fieldhouse. Watch game film highlights of tonight's game.
Get a scouting report on the upcoming opponent.
Might want to take a sleeping bag if you're going to watch highlights of tonight's game.
Maybe they'll edit it.
Here we go. 40 seconds remaining in the game. Probably the final play of the game here. As Ramirez will take the snap with 2 seconds on the game clock, and he will keep it right up the middle. He will pick up the first down up to the 40-yard line, give him the 41. That's a 5-yard pickup by Ramirez in the final play of the ball game here tonight. As the play clock is now under 20 seconds, and that'll do it. The Cameron Yeoman score early and often here tonight and cruise to one of their biggest victories. I'm saying biggest, largest difference victories in Yeo High School history. 77-0 is the final as the Yeoman end their regular season with a bang. We're back with our post-game show live from Yeo Field in a moment. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center offers both long-term and short-term rehab services. The therapy department offers inpatient physical, occupational, and speech services daily in their state-of-the-art care facility, accepting Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, senior care supplements, and most HMO plans. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring step-by-step, locally owned and operated for more than 40 years.
Welcome back to Yeo Stadium. One of the most lopsided games in Yeo history as the Yeoman beat Florence here tonight 77-0, and only 2 touchdowns in the second half, only 1 offensive touchdown. We had a defensive touchdown in the second half, and 63-0 halftime leads. It was just total domination, and that is putting it as mildly as possible. I mean, you just can't say enough about this performance, Coach. They were so down, Florence. Coming into this game, they already looked defeated when they took the field. Yeoman were ready to put an exclamation mark on this regular season, and everything just went Yeo way tonight.
Oh, I mean, it didn't make any difference. Florence was its own worst enemy. First of all, they weren't there ready to play. And the second thing is they kept turning the ball over and just they tried to run from the shotgun, and the center couldn't snap the ball back there in the air, and so it kept destroying all their timing. They fumbled the ball time and time again, could not complete a pass. They were 0-for-5. It just wasn't anything they could do tonight that was going to be right. The Cameron Yeoman could have put 100 points up on that board at least, and I'm not sure they couldn't have got into 80 or 90 if they'd have let that second team, you know, throw the football, but they didn't. They just ran the ball. So it was pretty lopsided, Joe.
Well, let's take a look at the numbers that led up to that lopsided score.
Well, I'll give you Florence. They had 62 yards total offense, 4 first downs, and that's what they did for the night. For the Cameron Yeoman, they had 391 yards total offense, 202 on the ground, 189 through the air, as Jason Capriva was 10 of 13 for 3 touchdowns and 189 yards. The leading receivers for the Cameron Yeoman, Colton Shuffield had 2 passes for 2 touchdowns and 76 yards. Aaron Sims caught 4 passes for 3 touchdowns and 53 yards. John Washington caught 3 passes for 53 yards and a touchdown. And then Miles Brooks got into the scoring route, catching a pass for 66 yards and a touchdown. Rushing for the Cameron Yeoman, it was all Trayon Smith. 12 carries for 166 yards and 3 touchdowns. So it was just, I mean, the statistics and everything are just dominant.
And don't forget Trayon's defensive touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
He recovered a fumble and ran it in from 24 yards out.
Yes.
So it was, yeah, in every facet of the game, the Yeoman were clicking tonight. They had a 42-yard punt return by Sims for a touchdown, a 24-yard fumble return by Trayon Smith for a touchdown, and in between, the fumbles deep in Florence's end of the field set up Yeo short drives for touchdowns. Yeoman didn't need short drives. They drove from anywhere on the field and scored quickly and often tonight, cruising to a 77-0 win over the Buffaloes. We'll take a quick break and be back with a chat with Coach Rick Rhodes in just a moment.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go.
proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattlers Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattlers Convenience Store, 4th and Travis and Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from Evco Development. Sure, someone working out of the back of their truck can always offer you a cheaper price, but sometimes they're kind of hard to find after the job is done. Remember, Evco Development has been there for you for more than 25 years, offering quality roofing, remodeling, new construction, and more. Call us first, 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Welcome back. As the Cameron Yeoman wrap up the regular season, the seniors wrap up their career here at Yo Stadium. And with that, the walk across the field is about to begin as the seniors will take their stroll across Yo Stadium for the final time as a team. This is an emotional time, Coach, for players as well as parents.
Right, from goal line to goal line.
Who have the seniors on this team. As they do that, let's take a look at the highlights of tonight's game. For the Cameron Yeoman, again, we said it started often and, it started early and continued often. After a punt, the Yeoman would score on a two-play 24-yard drive as Sims would put the Yeoman on the board first with an 11-yard TD run. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. All right, I'm not sure that we got all of that, but the Yeoman were up 7-0 after that. Another punt by the Buffaloes, and the Yeoman would score again. This time it was an Aaron Sims 42-yard punt return for a touchdown. Quick kick formation as Aaron Sims is back to receive the punt. And this one, he does hit, but it's going to be short. Fielded at the 42 by Sims. Coming to the near sideline, stiffs one man. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20, inside the 10, the 15. Touchdown. And Aaron Sims with his second touchdown of the night. Another punt, and the Yeoman would score again on a seven-play, 63-yard drive that ended with a two-yard Trayon Smith run. Another over on downs by the Buffaloes. The Yeoman would fumble their next possession away, but would get it right back on this Gellner interception. Third down and 10 here, as now we're going from the power eye. As Ramirez goes under center, and he will roll to his right, being chased. Samari Wright picked off, intercepted by Gellner, and out of bounds at about the 28. We do have a flag. Well, the flag would not hurt the turnover, as the Yeoman would have the ball. And three plays later, this connection from Jason Capriva to Colton Sheffield. From the near hash mark, the Yeoman are working. A minute 10 left here in the first. Capriva dropping back, looking deep down the near sideline.
He's
got Sheffield open.
Wide
touchdown,
open.
Yeoman. And the Yeoman would be up 28-0 at that point. Another punt by the Buffaloes, and the Yeoman would score once again. This time a two-play, 53-yard drive that ended with a Smith 36-yard TD run. Smith with the handoff.
Uh-oh.
He is wide open across the 25-20. He is going to take it home. Touchdown, Trayon Smith. And the Yeoman would be adding to their lead after a fumble recovery three plays later by the Buffaloes. And now Odom will go from the bone and go under center. Typically, Ramirez is the bone quarterback. He'll toss it left side to Liddell Freeman. And Freeman is going to fumble the ball in the backfield. Back at the original line of scrimmage, there's a scramble for it. Who's got it? The Cameron Yeoman have recovered at the 15-yard line. Well, it only took the Yeoman one play from that point before Aaron Sims scores his third touchdown of the night. From the spread, twin receivers go both sides for Capriva. He'll take the snap, quick pass right side to Aaron Sims. Aaron Sims inside the 10, the 5, corner of the end zone, touchdown. The Yeoman were up 42-0 at that point. Another punt by the Buffaloes on a 3-and-out, and the Yeoman would go 5 plays, 58 yards, and cap it with this 47-yard Washington catch for a touchdown. And the Buffaloes are expecting run. It looks like Capriva dropping back, looking downfield, straight across the middle. He's got Washington inside the 25, the 20. He's inside the 15, racing to the corner of the end zone. He stumbles across for the touchdown, Cameron Yeoman. And another punt by the Buffaloes, and the Yeoman would connect again, this time with on a four-play, 65-yard drive, 43 yards on the scoring play from Jason Capriva again to Colton Sheffield. As Capriva drops back, looking deep down the right sideline for Sheffield, wide open inside the 10. He scores. Touchdown, Yeoman. And when it rains, it pours. The ensuing kickoff was fumbled by the Buffaloes and recovered by Justin Pratt. Yvonne to boot it away again, high and this time deep. And it's going to hit at the 5. Nobody's going after it. Now Liddell Freeman will pick it up at the 1. He's back up across the 5, the 10, the 15, and hit. There's a fumble picked up by Justin Pratt. And he will be down immediately at the 16-yard line. Well, it only took the Yeoman 2 plays to go that distance. And Trayon Smith cashed in with a 15-yard TD run. Second down and 8 from the 15, and it gets the call again inside the 10, the 5, and he is in the end zone for the touchdown. And that was the halftime score, 63-0. Only a couple of highlights in the second half as the clock ran. It started with the fumble recovery by the Yeoman after a 4-play Florence drive. Under center, 2 tight ends, Bone behind Ramirez, who will stumble out of the gate, fumble the ball. There's a scramble for it, and the Yeoman have recovered at the 33-yard line. Well, the Yeoman fizzled on that drive with a 41-yard field goal attempt missed, sailed wide left, but Florence would turn the ball back over on their next play from scrimmage as Trayon Smith scores a defensive touchdown for the Yeoman. As Ramirez goes under center, he'll hand off to Freeman, I think. Another fumble. It is picked up by the Yeoman by Trayon Smith, and he scores. 24 yards out on that score for Trayon Smith, and it's 70-0. Another punt by the Buffaloes after a 3-and-out, and the Yeoman would score their final time of the night with a connection from Reed Nickerson to Brooks. Pass over the middle is caught. That is Miles Brooks. And he may be off to the races. He's inside the 20, the 10. He will score. Miles Brooks on a 66-yard pass play across the middle from Reed Nickerson. And that caps the score for you tonight. 77-0 is our final score. We're back to Yo Stadium in just a moment.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Julie Shulock and Cameron help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Julie handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Julie Shulock and Cameron today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
And we are back to Yo Stadium, 77-0, our final score here tonight in the final regular season game for the Cameron Yeoman and the final home game for these seniors in their career. Let's take a look, Coach, at our MVP. Tonight's most valuable player is brought to you by Standards Life Cycle Solutions. Standards Life Cycle Solutions, the only name you need to remember in home health care and hospice care.
I think it goes to the Cameron Yeoman defense, holding Florence to a total of 62 yards of total offense and 4 first downs for the ball game.
That is remarkable. And I think we're going to get Coach Rhodes over here now to have a chat with him as we will do that. In the meantime, while they're setting up, Coach, tonight's play of the game brought to you by Buckholz State Bank.
I think it was a pass from Jason Capriva to Colton Sheffield for 33 yards the first time that they looked his way, and he just ran away and it scored that touchdown. Of course, he comes back and gets another one for 43. But the first one's the game of the play of the game.
All right, that was to put the Yeoman up 21-0. We have Coach Rhodes down on the field. Coach, what a game. All facets working tonight.
Well, it was. I was proud of the way our kids came out. One of the things I was really concerned about is how we would come out and play a team that was, you know, 1-8 and on the season. I felt this game was important because it just gets us ready for the playoffs, and I wanted to, you know, be sharp and crisp, and I thought our kids were.
Well, they were, and, of course, you got a lot of depth practice in tonight as well.
We did. You know, the thing you worry about, you know, our biggest concern is our backups on one side are usually our starters on the other. So when we put our backups in, you know, we got a chance to get our starter hurt. And fortunately, you know, I think we got out of this pretty good. I think Carson Honnell might have got may have broken his arm. I hope that's not the case, but, you know, hopefully got out of this pretty good.
All right. Well, Coach, did you have to come up with some nifty play calling to keep the scoring down in the second half?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know what to say. Like, in the first half, when Aaron Sims scored that touchdown, I mean, we were trying to run a run play, but if they don't cover our inside receivers, you know, the quarterback is taught to throw the ball. And so they just didn't cover him, and he scored. I don't know what else you can do.
Yeah, you have to go 100%, and I know that it was a good thing that they ran the clock, or we might have put a 100 spot up there.
Well, and that you know, I don't want to do that. And yeah.
Well, it was very tactful the way it was handled in the second half, and of course, you know, you can't go out there and tell your team not to play 100%, but a lot of youngsters got a lot of good playing time today.
Oh yeah, I'm so proud of some of our seniors that hadn't had a chance to play a lot. They got in and did a really good job. I was really proud of them.
Well, Coach, good luck. Now our playoff game will be Thursday night at 7, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock at Bastrop Memorial Stadium. Right. That's the same place we played Hallettsville last year.
Okay, and that's a Thursday night game, in Bastrop. That's due because not a lot of
stadiums available.
Yeah, because of the number of teams in the playoffs. Okay, Coach, congratulations. Thanks for your visit tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, 77-0 is our final score, and you know, it's not a bullying score. It just kind of unfolded that way tonight.
Oh, I guarantee you, it just the other team just kept giving the game to the Cameron Yeoman. I mean, the Yeoman earned everything they got, but they just turned around and gave it to them. And like Coach says, there's really not a whole lot you can do when the other team just lets you do what you want to.
Yeah, and they did. They created opportunities for the Yeoman deep in Florence's end of the field with a number of fumbles. I don't know how many turnovers there were tonight, but Florence really came out flat. Didn't seem like they came to play, and the Yeoman, of course, this was a very important game for the Yeoman. They came into this game focused, and that's saying a lot. Facing a team that was 0-6 in district play. But the Yeoman took care of business here tonight and will cruise into the playoffs next Thursday night in Bastrop, 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll be there to bring you all the action right here on 105.1 The Ranch.
The last score we had from the Edna-Rice Consolidated game was Edna was ahead 46-35. So it looks like it's probably going to be Altair-Rice that we play.
Yeah, and that'll be Thursday night. So join us for that. Thanks for joining us tonight. And we want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Brent just doing everything back at the studios with the highlights and the scoring updates and keeping us on the air. And also Jerry Bethel snapping the camera on the sidelines for KMIL.com. And thanks to Denise Tau, our account executive, and all the sponsors that make these broadcasts possible each and every week. Remember, Cameron Autoplex Friday Night Finals coming your way after the game here, right here on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett will have all the scores from Central Texas teams in action on the gridiron tonight. There were a lot of cloudy races and a lot of scenarios that were unclear, but right now everything is clear as a bell. And Brett will go through that for you in the Friday Night Finals. This concludes our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman. For Ed, I'm Joe. Again, our final, the Cameron Yeoman cruise to a 77-0 win over the Florence Buffaloes. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Yo Stadium.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Julie Shulock, your State Farm agent in Cameron, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Cameron Nursing Center and Rehab Center, Smile of the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, Capolino Dodd and Krabs LLP, Little River Materials, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Cameron Autoplex. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports production.
105.1 The Ranch is KMIL, Cameron, Rockdale, Taylor. It's Football Friday in Texas.